You ready?
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Here they come!
Disbelief tonight that Dion's Pizza is removing one of its most popular products from the menu.
As you can imagine, there's been panic, but Dion's corporate says not to worry.
Their ranch dressing is superb.
People just can't seem to live without it.
Well, it's cold, 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 cold inside.
Dion's Ranch.
I saw that, that they're discontinuing it for a little while.
The ranch is like a signature piece of Dion's.
Dion's ranch dressing is a 10, then their gummy sort of tasting new ranch dressing is about a 4.
I love you, and I miss you.
Good morning. How are we doing out there?
Man.
Are we surviving? Ranchgate. You guys okay? You okay, Steve-O?
I think I'm good, man.
You sold that bottle of ranch yet?
You know, I have not.
Here's $5. $5. $5.50. Take it or leave it.
I'll take it.
Okay. I just drink the whole ranch.
this is so good.
Man.
Guys, no new details on the Dion's Ranch. Basically, all the news stations did a story on exactly what we talked about yesterday.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it, guys.
Yeah, we did. We did it. People are upset and in panic mode, as we should be. Welcome to the program. It is Wednesday, January 25th. It's Dex and Steve-O. 6:11.
High today, 38.
So cold.
Yeah, dude.
It is so cold.
Oh, today's going to be even worse than yesterday.
As far as cold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's currently 20 degrees right now. Yeah.
It's winter time. It's what we, you know.
That's true.
It's the way it is. I mean, it could be a lot worse. Could live in Montana. It's below zero up there.
Bull.
Could live in Chicago, the deadliest city in America.
Yeah, definitely be talking about that a little bit today.
I was in shock. I came in, Steve-O started telling me about the crime in Chicago.
It's because I follow our president on Twitter, so I'm up to speed with what's happening in America.
Good.
Yeah.
It's crazy how many people have died so far. How many? Just this year?
Just this year, there have been 42 killings in Chicago.
42 killings.
That was as of yesterday, the 24th of the month.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's almost to a day.
Donald Trump's about ready to step in.
That's actually true.
He's going to do something. We'll talk about it coming up. Did you have a good day yesterday?
Yeah, dude.
Did you?
Can't complain. Went to the gym. It was so good. I was like,
yeah!
Dex, wait.
Oh, yeah, I was there. Come on.
No, you're not.
Oh, okay.
Come on, push it. Oh. Push it.
That was me. Yeah, didn't happen for me yesterday. Thank you, Leslie.
Just kidding. You're not kidding. You needed to start going with me. I was there. And I was expecting you because yesterday was very, very difficult.
It was difficult.
Good. But yesterday was a lot of heavy lifting. So I was like, well, of course Dex will be here because he can heavy lift like a champion.
I'm a strong man.
Yeah. But I did get to ring the bell again yesterday, guys.
Proud of you, man. That's great.
I mean.
What was it?
Bench press.
Did you get the bar up this time? I'm sorry, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry, that was not nice.
We had to do 10 sets of 3 on the minute. I did 115 pounds.
Beautiful! Good job, man.
Come on, push it!
I've never like really done that before.
That's great.
I think the last time I, you know, if I've ever done it, it was like the bar.
Mm.
And so I was like, I'm starting with 25s. What do you guys think about that? I'm putting on 10s on top of that.
That's
what's
good,
happening?
Man. That's good. Right on. Proud of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty, pretty, you know, kind of a boring day yesterday.
Nah, it was pretty eventful. I mean, I guess.
Not really.
I mean, I you know, went to the gym, got to ring the bell, came back here, worked some more.
Yeah, anything else happened?
Comic book day, went and got comics.
Man, you did a lot.
Didn't even take a nap yesterday.
How's it been so far with the comic book trips without Teo?
That is hilarious that you say that. Yesterday I went to, I was like getting my list ready for Astro Zombie. So for those who don't know, like Teo was my partner in crime when it came to nerddom. And we would go together, like always. And before I did, accounting was like, hey, we got your W-2s. Which, by the way, got to go get your W-2.
I got to go get that.
Yeah, you kind of need that for tax purposes.
God, remind myself.
So I went up there to get it, and I was already like kind of sad because after that I was going to leave and go get comic books. And I'd been talking to Teo yesterday and missed that guy. And our accounting people were like, hey, how are you?
Oh.
And I was like, I'm good, man.
It's like we had a death in the family.
Right? I'm so good. Why do I look sick? Like, I didn't know why they were asking. It was like, well, we haven't really had a chance to talk to you since your friend left. Are you okay? And then I was like, oh, okay. Don't you ever bring up Teo again.
Oh,
that's a stabbing.
Yeah, that's right, Teo. That's a stabbing.
My stomach hurt when I heard his voice right there. And Teo, I'm sorry I knocked your eyebrow off. Did you see? I accidentally knocked his eyebrow off.
Oh, my God.
It was Tam's fault.
Dex, you broke the Teo action figure.
I did. I'll have to take a picture of it and send it to Teo. I'm so sorry. It's like
you can't break off his eyebrow.
I didn't mean to.
Man.
Tam was trying to scratch a cross into his forehead.
Okay.
What a weirdo, right? And then I grabbed it. And I was trying to smooth it out, and I accidentally knocked off the eyebrow. So I need some super glue.
Yeah. So, dude, a lot of nerd things happening, by the way. Speaking of comics, we'll get to that today because some major, major nerd announcements happened. Yeah. All you fans, the old...
Nerd alert!
The old X-Men. Some big X-Men movie.
I like the X-Men.
News. So, yeah.
I wish you'd bring me in a comic book to read again.
Yeah, I actually brought in my comic
books. You did?
Books. Yeah, look at this.
Can I read one after for the show?
I mean...
Is one I can read?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. These are all really good. I'm kind of okay. Touching them.
That's all right. I do got have some greasy good hands.
Then. We'll talk about it. Yeah, dude, big day. Well, I did a lot yesterday.
Yeah, jeez.
Went home. I even cooked dinner.
Busy. What? What'd you cook?
I cooked steaks.
Okay, well, that's an easy cook.
Baked potatoes.
Yeah, man's meal.
And, yeah, some string beans. String beans are my jam, yo.
Yeah.
With, like, a beef bouillon in there. Yeah.
I made my own pizza.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, not real healthy.
Yeah. Depends on what you made it with.
Could be healthy. Mushrooms.
Okay.
Pineapple.
Okay.
Pepperoni.
This all sounds good to me.
Green chili?
But what about the cheese that you used in mozzarella, the sauce?
Mozzarella cheese. And
did you make your own sauce?
No. Just in a jar, yeah.
Okay.
It was garlic crust bread.
You made that?
No, I didn't make the bread. I bought it.
Well, I mean.
But I put it all together and threw it in the oven.
That's cool.
It was pretty good.
You're like, yeah, I made this. I went to this place called Papa Murphy's, and they handed it to me. And I had to take it home and put it in the oven.
Honestly, I almost didn't make it because I made pizzas 4 days ago. And you know how I am with... if I don't use it the next day, the ingredients that I've opened the next day, I'll throw it away. And it's been 4, maybe even 5 days since I've used those ingredients.
Yeah.
But I didn't really have anything else to eat. And so I went for it, man. And it was a gamble whether or not I was going to get sick. I'm fine, though. I'm okay.
Dude.
Because I usually, it's 2 days, maybe three sometimes with when I open up ingredients. But, yeah, 5 days, I'm okay. So far, so good.
You know, there are people on the live line this morning who do not believe our local pizza company, speaking of pizza, is telling the truth right now.
Are they siding with me?
I think so. They've just chimed in and said, man, this whole Dion's thing. Mm-hmm. It's free press.
Told you.
Quote, run out of your prize consumable. And somebody else who shall remain nameless rhymes with Bill Peterson. So this Dion's Ranch thing is just a new Coke publicity stunt.
It really is. I said it yesterday. This is a stunt to just capture more people.
Why would they do that? They're missing.
Sales are down, maybe?
Yeah. No, they're definitely down now. Who wants to go there without their dressings?
They won't be as soon as they announce, it's back, and everybody's going to be running to Dion's. Ah, it's back. Maybe. Yeah, you wait. They might dip a little bit.
Does anybody really run to? Actually, a lot of my friends that moved out of town, that's like one of the first things they do when they come back to Albuquerque, which is kind of weird to me.
In one of the news clips that I saw this morning, I should have put it in our little montage that I put together.
Montage.
But they interviewed somebody that lived in, I think, Denver, somewhere else. And they had a trip planned to come down this week. They canceled it because that's one of the things they look forward to is Dion's and the ranch.
I don't get
that. So they canceled their trip to come down here.
I don't know if there's anywhere worthy of, like, I'm going to travel here so that I can have this.
It used to be for me In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
That's the big food place. If I went West Coast, I had
about that yesterday. We were talking about a good burger off air yesterday with, like, Daniel and everybody in the afternoon when you were asleep.
I was just snoozing.
And everybody said the same thing. They're like, dude, In-N-Out. And I'm like, yeah.
I'm not into it as much as I used to be.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's not like I wouldn't travel 12 hours to have a burger because there are other places that are not maybe not as good in this area, but have better fries or whatever for whatever reason. So
Kingman is the closest, and I think it's about 6 hours away.
Kingman, Arizona?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the closest In-N-Out.
That's far.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Nah.
Yeah, I wouldn't travel that either.
I'm good. Don't need it that badly. But I know people that'll travel other cities or states, for that matter, because we don't have one in our state at all, for IKEA furniture, right? Like, they'll just take trips.
Yeah.
For furniture. I'm like, okay.
Never been to one.
You've never been to one?
Mm-mm.
Gosh. I dread going to, when we're on vacation, if there's one in whatever city we're in, I dread it. Because my bride...
Isn't it a Walmart just full of furniture?
It's like 7 Walmarts.
And don't they serve horse meatballs?
Yes. Yeah. Swedish meatballs.
And they're made out of horse meat?
Yes. It's not... Like, saying it's a Walmart doesn't do it justice because it's ginormous.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that in, like, a good way. It's just so big. You just... By the time you get to, like, cutlery, you're like, dude... When do we get to go? How do we get out of this maze?
See, that's a trip that you just let the wife go. Hey, you go, and I'm just going to go over here.
No, because she doesn't adhere to the limitations that I place upon us as far as financial. Yeah.
See, that's why I got to get rid of the credit cards.
We don't have them.
Well, good. Yeah. That's the only blessing about not having credit cards anymore is that you can't do that.
Right.
You can't just go off and just spend money that you don't have. Well, yeah.
You quote have it where you're like, hey, that was our car payment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, if we did that, we wouldn't eat.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have gas. So that is one thing that's good about not having credit cards.
That's true. That's very true. Oh, man.
We'll talk about, I guess they voted the worst cereal. What would you say is the worst cereal? And I'm kind of disappointed because I actually like this cereal. I don't love it, but I like it.
The worst
cereal
on the planet?
What would you think?
According to what? Like sugar content or?
I don't know. Where was it? I'll have to look it up. I can't remember. But they had a bunch of people
vote.
What's
the one with the bear?
Honeycomb?
Something like that.
Honeycomb?
One of those.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you can't, it doesn't know if it wants to be healthy or sweet. And you're like, well, what are you? Maybe that.
What about Raisin Nut? Is it Raisin Nut?
Or Raisin Bran?
Not Raisin Bran. What's the other one that's...
Honey Bunches of Oats.
No.
We'll talk about it. Are we doing this now?
Grape Nuts.
Oh, don't you diss Grape Nuts.
You like Grape Nuts?
Ugh!
You eat five bites and your stomach feels like it's going to explode.
Oh, dude, get out of my life. I loved Grape Nuts because it was like a never-ending pit of doom. You like pour a little thing. My mom loved Grape Nuts when I was a kid. So I was like, guess I'll have Grape Nuts.
Yeah, usually old people eat.
Good. What did you say about my mom? So Grape Nuts. But you have like 8 spoons and then you're like, I don't think I've done any damage to this bowl.
Yeah, you're like, full. That's why old people eat, is because of the fiber.
I love Grape Nuts. I actually really do love Grape Nuts.
So you can go to the
nuts.
Bathroom.
Oh, man, I'm going to buy it. See what you did? You just suggested it. Now I'm getting it.
Oh.
Dude, it's probably because of my mom, but I didn't love Grape Nuts. What is it? I mean, are we going to talk about it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it. What's the point of the baby on board sticker? Someone wants to know.
Oh, that's a good question.
And... Nerd talk. What else? We didn't get to a topic yesterday, so we'll throw that out at you.
Okay.
20 days until Valentine's Day, everybody. 20 days. I have to set aside some money tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, Leslie's not getting herself a Valentine's Day present.
You kind of need to do that, man. That's I feel like.
Could you help me with the present this year?
Yeah.
I used to have Buck do that all the time for me because I failed so many times.
I got you, man. I was just looking at a really cool one. I'll talk about it in Nerd Talk. They're really cool.
Yeah, but you spend a lot of money on
Chrissy. She likes Daredevil, right?
What?
What?
You know what? My wife does, actually.
Okay, cool.
That's one of her favorite shows.
Perfect, man. I got the perfect toy for you.
Okay. I don't know if I should have asked you to help me.
Yeah.
20 days until Valentine's Day. Just a little reminder. We're going to do some headlines coming up.
Word.
Oscar talk this morning. Oscar buzz.
Oscar the Grouch.
Who's nominated? Do that.
Oscar de la Hoya.
Maybe we'll talk apps if we have time.
Okay.
585 Live. You can text into the show. 585-5483. You can also call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo. Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo. Scooby-Dee-Doo.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Hey! What's going on? Today.
More executive action from President Donald Trump.
The regulatory process in this country has become a tangled up mess.
The movie La La Land is in rare company.
I gotta call back.
The musical is tops with 14 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture.
The Congressional Budget Office out with its forecast for the U.S. economy.
We expect growth to boost employment, virtually eliminate the remaining slack in the economy, and drop the unemployment rate to 4.4%.
Breaking out cancer where it strikes geographically. New research on that.
Death rates are up 50% in poorer parts of the country, especially those with higher rates of obesity and smoking, while the overall U.S. cancer death rate dropped 20%, and the rate for affluent areas dropped by 50%.
The city of Philadelphia has banned employers from asking a job candidate salary history. Backers say that new law will help close the wage gap between men and women, but the cable giant Comcast, one of the city's largest employers, has threatened a lawsuit.
6:34, good morning.
High today of 37 degrees.
Traffic!
Well, this early in the morning, thankfully, no accidents to report. Looks like we got some road construction. Left lane closed, Manal Boulevard East at Princeton. And regular construction happening, University Boulevard between Paseo and McMahon. And the regular Central Avenue construction, courtesy of our friends at the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project. Other than that, everything's free, clear, rocking and rolling. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Starmie, how are you? You good out there? What's going on with you? 585 Live, you can text into the show. Love hearing from you guys. 585-5483. You can always send us an email, studio@star88.fm. And join us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, MySpace. Our MySpace page is booming. What song do we have up there for our MySpace page right now?
Dude, really, really good one. It's Linkin Park, Closer.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I'm about to break!
It's a good one.
Yeah. It's really good. Because it's got that really interesting intro. You know? Yeah. So like when you go to the page, it just immediately starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
But I also put up a video of Everlong by the Foo Fighters. So that will also start playing at the beginning.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's like Closer will start. And then it's like, and you're like, wait, I can kind of hear. And then they kind of like blend together. Then you're trying to figure out which one to turn off. Yeah.
When's the last time you went and checked your MySpace page?
Oh, gosh. Can you still do that?
Yeah, I did it last year. I went.
It's like they're still around. I'm going to MySpace right now.
Yeah, your page still exists.
No.
They don't want to get rid of your page because if they got rid of everybody's page, they wouldn't exist anymore.
What the what?
Yeah, you're there. Your account still
That's
exists.
That's not me.
Oh. That isn't you.
That's definitely not me. That's not me.
Wow.
There's another dude on MySpace with my name in Atlanta.
Is there another Steve Jeter?
I mean, there's only one other one. That's not me.
Wow, your page is gone?
Marine, that's in California.
Are you sure it was was it under Steve-O? It's been that long since you've checked it.
Nope. I do
Your
not
page
exist.
Is gone.
Ha! You were saying?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I logged in last year, I guess.
Makes me sad. Makes me real sad.
Yeah, see if you can sign in.
I'm pretty sure I was one of the fortunate ones that years ago deleted it because I was like, I don't need this.
I just remember when Facebook came around and that started to become the big social network. Everybody jumped off of MySpace. Everybody said the same thing about Facebook. Oh, it'll last maybe a year or two, and then there'll be something else that will move in. I can't believe how Facebook has been able to hang on. And they just destroyed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All these other companies that tried to make a social site, they just crushed them.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the movie, so I understand it.
Yeah, the movie's
I mean,
great.
Justin Timberlake helped build it.
It's true.
Yep, mine doesn't exist. I just tried logging
Man,
in.
Man, I need to check mine. Maybe they deleted a bunch of accounts.
Learn how to retrieve an existing account? I mean...
I was going to ask, because I want to pull up our pages and see what the last thing we... Did we post on MySpace? Is that what you did? Did you post things? I know you do that now, but back in the day, was it like Facebook where you posted things? I can't even remember. I think people had to actually go to your page to see what you were talking about or what you...
Yep.
There wasn't a news feed, but I think there is now. Are you still on MySpace, Starmie? I think it's big with music, right?
Yeah. Huge. President Trump jumped on his Twitter last night to issue a warning to the city of Chicago. Quote, if Chicago doesn't fix the horrible carnage going on, 228 shootings in 2017 with 42 killings, I will send in the feds. This is kind of scary, guys. This is real life. In Chicago this year, 2017, not a typo, 2017, it's 25 days in, there have been 228 shootings with 42 deaths. That is up 24% from 2016.
Wow.
That tweet hit just before 9:30 p.m. yesterday. It came after the evening broadcast on Fox News of the O'Reilly Factor, which actually featured a segment exploring whether and how the federal government could intervene in combating violent crime by having federal authorities prosecute some cases or calling in the National Guard. Well, the segment and Mr. Trump, President Trump's tweet, appeared to draw from an article published on Monday in the Chicago Tribune. It stated that there have been more shootings and homicides so far this year than by the same time last year. And at least 228 people have been shot in Chicago. That's a 5.5% increase. But what's really scary is 42 homicides is an increase of 23.5% from 34 homicides last year this far into 2016. So I guess President Trump, you know, he called it out. He's been calling it out. And Mayor Emanuel said that he had spoken several times with President Trump on how the federal government could help address the city's violence. And, man, we don't know what's going to happen. But 42 murders in 2017 already in Chicago.
That's crazy.
What's scary... what's interesting first, let me finish out this. The O'Reilly Factor segment, I guess, featured a clip of then, you know, Donald Trump, who was running at a Republican National Convention last summer, speaking of the killings in Chicago and promising that the crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end, end quote.
It sounds like he's delivering on that promise.
Yeah,
right?
In his inauguration speech last Friday, you may remember he said, "This American carnage stops right here and stops right now." And then last night, you know, he tweeted that. That wasn't the first time, actually. This is the second time in 2017 that President Trump has tweeted Chicago. At the beginning of January, before he was sworn in, he tweeted, "Chicago murder rate is record-setting, 4,331 shooting victims with 762 murders in 2016. There were 762 murders last year in Chicago.
So is this mostly gang violence?
Man.
It's got to be, right?
Well, according to this article, and this was the New York Times, there has been an uptick in violence as Chicago has grappled with strained relations between its police force and its residents, particularly African Americans. This month, the Department of Justice issued a report that described failures throughout the police department, including rampant use of excessive force, especially against African Americans and Latinos. And so the Reverend Jesse Jackson jumped out there last night saying that in response to President Trump's tweet saying, "We need a plan, not a threat. We need jobs, not jails." Because President Trump said on January 2nd, if the mayor couldn't do anything, he must ask for federal help. And then last night he tweeted again, like, "Hey, take care of your city or I will send in the feds," which is a scary thing when you think about it. I mean, what authority? I mean, he's the president, but what could he do?
Well, yeah,
it sounds like a show, right?
It does.
It's like a movie.
We were talking about this off the air, and we see that all the time in TV shows where, and it's usually the cops are corrupt.
Yep.
There's something going on.
And gangs.
Yeah.
Motorcycle gangs.
Right?
In the little town of Charming, California.
Driving through this world.
Bam, bam.
All alone.
I miss that show.
But think about it. If you're doing your job.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, somebody comes in and says, "We're taking over."
Right.
Right. Especially if you're doing some shady things.
Yeah, dude. I watch Sons of Anarchy. I know.
You're peeing your pants.
Well, we'll see. Or you're fighting the system and then nothing's getting done. So it's going to be very, very interesting. But yes, President Trump already promising that if something isn't done soon, he is going to send in the feds. And speaking of, actually, yesterday, he decided to move forward with one of the very first things he said he was going to do, directing federal resources toward building a wall along the southern border.
It's happening.
This is real, man. He said he's going to take executive action Wednesday, directing federal resources toward building a border wall. The White House officials confirmed this. The move begins a multi-day rollout of immigration actions that also expected to include moves related to refugees and visas here in the United States of America. He's going to make his announcement during a visit to the Department of Homeland Security that is coming up at 11:25 our time. President Trump himself hinted at Wednesday's move on Twitter, writing, "Big day planned on national security tomorrow. Among many other things, we will build the wall." See, I like that he's on Twitter.
And
man.
He's also he's starting to kick out all the illegal immigrants that are in jail and prisons. They're out of here. There's over a million in our prison systems. And he's like, get them out.
Yeah.
Ship them back to Mexico.
This order that is planning on being launched today at 11:25 our time includes a mandate to increase staff at Customs and Border Protection by 5,000 to alleviate the flood of migrants fleeing violence in Central America. His executive order will require DHS to publicly detail what aid is currently directed to Mexico. That's an indication of eventual move toward redirecting some of the money to fund the wall's construction. Yeah. And cover for a longstanding campaign promise to have Mexico pay for said structure. So that's coming up today, guys. This is a crazy time we live in. But I'll tell you what, it is January 25th, and he's already been in the news multiple times for things he's doing, right? Or at least saying.
Well, the media is spinning it the opposite. Everything that I've heard in the media is, you know, things that he promised that he hasn't done, that he's not doing.
Well, we'll
they're not
see.
Talking about the things that he's doing. So,
yeah.
Oh. It's usually the way the media spins it.
Well, it's going to be an interesting day. We'll probably be camped out in the front lobby watching said press conference.
Mm.
In local news, four were arrested after a SWAT incident in southeast Albuquerque. Four people on outstanding warrants following a hostage situation at a southeast Albuquerque apartment complex that happened yesterday afternoon. Police department said Tuesday night, police officers apprehended a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old, a 21-year-old, and a 29-year-old on multiple warrants. They responded to the complex on Louisiana between Gibson and Southern after seeing one of the arrested peoples driving a stolen car. They said he had an apartment and refused to leave the apartment. And detectives learned that the girlfriend was inside. He was armed. APD said Montagna would not allow the girlfriend to leave. Eventually, the girlfriend was able to exit. She left the front door of the apartment, taken into custody. When she was interviewed by detectives, it was determined that Montano and Wood prevented the girl from leaving the apartment by barricading the door.
Yeah, they showed a picture of a few of the SWAT guys, and it just took me back to the SWAT course when we got to hang out with those guys.
Yeah.
And how they put their lives on the line every day.
Seriously.
Dangerous situations like that.
That's their job. That's just what they do.
They were in the full gear, and it just took me back because we weren't even in full gear.
No.
We just put on a vest. And those guys are running and jumping over walls and climbing, tackling with this full gear on. They are monsters,
superheroes.
Man. They are. They're superheroes.
Yeah. Shout out to Jason and the rest of the crew.
They're amazing people.
I am quite the fan
yep.
of our APD SWAT team. They are phenomenal.
Thanks for what you guys do.
Yeah. Amen. Speaking of being fit and, you know, in shape and doing things like the SWAT obstacle course, this helps nothing because Hostess just rolled out brand new Twinkies ice cream.
Yes!
It was the year 2017. Our Lord shone down from the heavens and revealed to us the manna for which we shall partake. Thank you, Lord, for this glorious manna. We embrace it in our arms, our chubby, chubby arms. We will see you soon, my Lord, for we shall have heart attacks and be dead real soon.
Oh, man. Twinkies ice cream!
Weren't you just saying yesterday that you love Twinkies?
I did love Twinkies when I was a kid. There's no way, dude. This will kill me.
No way!
But here's what they also made. They made flavors based on ding-dongs, snowballs, and the cupcakes things that have cream in the middle with the squiggly line.
I love the snowballs.
The frosting on top. See, and I always loved... Okay, the ding-dongs, back in the day, they were like wrapped in foil.
Yes!
They don't do that anymore.
Oh.
Makes me sad.
Snowballs, man.
Or the cupcakes with the little squiggly line thingy. I would always peel off the bottom and then just, I'm going for the squiggly line thing.
I still eat those.
I'd eat around the chocolate first, so I'd leave the squiggly line for last.
Oh.
Love you, squiggly line.
Grandma and Grandpa Wilbur. I miss you.
Apparently, these ice creams are on sale only at certain establishments. Dollar General stores? Well, okay. Let's be real. We're already talking basically NASCAR ice cream. Because Hostess rolled out a bunch of ice creams. Now, you can only get them at, like, Dollar Generals. Would you really buy Hostess ice cream from a dollar store?
I don't know. It depends on how good it is. I mean, if it's good ice cream.
Hold on. Let me go back. From a dollar store? Like, I walk in there and feel like I'm in a horror movie or something. I'm like, I've seen this. I've seen this before.
Wow.
Oh, it's either about to get robbed or the zombies are going to bust through that wall.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They always make me uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Maybe I'm just like uppity or something. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever felt that way.
Really?
Just seems like it's another store.
To be fair, I've only been in like two in my entire
life.
Okay. Because they just look.
Really? You must have been in some shady ones or something.
I'm like, is this the convenience store from Dusk Till Dawn? Which one of you do I stake first?
Where were you?
I mean, I was in Central Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
That makes sense.
Adidas new shoe will dissolve in your sink. This is weird, man. Adidas has invented a running shoe that will decompose in your sink. Once you've worn it out, the company recommends 2 years of use. You can immerse the shoes in water, add a digestion enzyme called proteinase. Yeah. And let it work for 36 hours. It will cause a protein-based yarn to break down, and you'll be able to drain the liquefied shoes down your sink.
That's awesome.
Everything except the foam sole, which will still require disposal. Adidas says the shoes are 15% lighter than comparable running shoes while remaining strong and durable. They're non-allergenic and vegan.
Good.
And if you're wondering the exact same thing I was wondering absolutely immediately, they will not melt on your feet in the rain because the enzyme is required for biodegradation.
So I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, you have to stick them in the sink, immerse them, and then put this proteinase or whatever in the sink, and it will dissolve them. I gotta say, that's pretty awesome.
Especially
for the environment, of course. And then it's going to be like 50 years from now, all the sinks are clogged.
What about the soul, though? I mean, that's still not good.
I mean, it's all about the soul.
That's true.
The soul will never biodegrade because it's eternal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They live on.
On the Tonight Show in 1977, Mark Hamill, he delivered a line he begged George Lucas to take out of Star Wars.
You ever heard this before?
No.
Oh, man.
True story, Harrison Ford, who plays the space pirate in the film, at one point threatened to tie George up and make him say his own lines at gunpoint. I mean, the dialogue was a little bit difficult. I remember there was one line that I just begged him to take out of the screenplay, and he finally did.
And it's remember the line?
Yes. Boy, I'll never forget it as long as I live. I sometimes dream about this line. It was just coming upon the exploded planet of the princess, Alderaan, and it's
Alderaan.
Totally been blown away. And Harrison says, look, kid, I've done my part of the bargain. When I get to an asteroid, you, the old man, and the droids get dropped off. And my line was, but we can't turn back. Fear is their greatest defense. I doubt if the actual security there is any greater than it was on Aquilae or Sullust. And what there is most likely directed towards a large-scale assault. And I thought, who talks like this, George? I mean, this is really not fair because, you know, we're the ones that are going to get vegetables thrown at us, not you.
As a Star Wars fan, how's that make you feel?
That's funny. Well, honestly, first of all, I was still just blown away because Mark Hamill sounds so... I mean, that was 1977.
Yeah, he was so young.
That was 40 years ago, dude. How crazy is that?
Yeah.
But he sounds like Luke from A New Hope because he was in a... I don't know if you knew this, but... He looks different in A New Hope to Empire. It's because he was in this crazy car accident and almost died.
Mm.
They had to reconstruct his face.
Yeah.
And so, like, hearing that, like, his old voice, it was very interesting. But, yeah, if anybody's ever wondered, that's why he was such a pretty boy in A New Hope. And then in Empire, he was kind of like, a little more scarred and rugged. Yeah. He was in a crazy car accident and almost died.
Man.
Yeah.
Was it his fault?
I think so. I think this was one of those things where it was like, everybody was on cocaine in the 1970s. Yeah. And he was, I think he was driving way too fast or something like that. I can't remember the...
Do you agree with Mark when he said that they should take that line out because it was too geeky?
I didn't even like understand what he was saying.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably a good thing they did that.
Dude. So check this out. It was on January 11th, 1977. Mark Hamill got into a crazy car accident that fractured his nose and left cheekbone. So if the accident had happened 4 months later, the news probably would have been all over the world. But at the time, he was this unknown actor who had just finished being the lead in this yet-to-be-released sci-fi movie called Star Wars: A New Hope. He actually had to have cartilage taken from his ear to rebuild his nose.
Wow.
Yeah. So New Hope opened and, you know, he became this overnight sensation. There was no attention made about his accident. But in the sequel, The Empire Strikes Back, it opens with him being mauled in the face by the Wampa.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And so fans were speculating that that scene was written because his face looked different after his accident. Which is why, you know, scars and he's kind of cut up. And
yeah.
Yeah. They just kind of had to use it.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was, we could just move on, but
no,
he was on the wrong freeway. He was way out in the sticks somewhere. There were no cars, no traffic. He was going about 65 to 70 miles an hour. Thinking of this, 1977, he was obviously speeding. He was speeding, going way too fast. He tried to negotiate an off-ramp and lost control, tumbled over, went off the road, fractured his nose and his cheek. Drugs were not a cause, but yeah.
Man. Glad nobody else was hurt.
Yeah, dude.
All right, we got to take a break. Big show today. 585 Live, you can text in. We'll have some nerd talk coming up. We'll talk about the worst cereal ever. Be right back. Hang out. Come Wind Upright. Star 88. Good morning. Dex and Steve-O. 712.
High today of 33 degrees.
Yo, yo, no.
It just keeps dropping.
Love it. Bring the cold! Bring it!
Yeah, I'm okay with the cold. Just don't bring the snow because we forget how to drive here in Albuquerque. Thankfully, it is clear today.
So true.
And because of that, the roads are as well. No accidents to report. No congestion, it looks like, in any of the major roadways. We're free and clear, Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Guys, how many days away are we from big Super Bowl? Big game?
I mean, it's Wednesday. So, 11 days.
11 days.
Some scary music.
This is the NFL film music.
Yeah.
John Elway was a major quarterback for the Denver Broncos.
Did you see
that? He threw the football a lot.
Speaking of John Elway, did you see the viral video of the taxi cab driver?
Fantastic.
Wasn't that great?
Here's the best part. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, there's this video circulating around the YouTubes, the internets, the sensations of this taxi driver. And it's a car full of people. John Elway's wife, I know, is there because I think she's the one filming.
Yeah.
And the way she decided to, reason she decided to pull out her camera is they were in Pittsburgh. Like, they're not even in Denver. They were in a completely different, I mean, he's like Pittsburgh gear and Steelers. And they started talking football and they asked him who the greatest quarterback of all time was. Do we have a clip?
I have a clip.
Oh. So you think John Elway was number one. Okay.
Number one. And then you got,
I thought he really isn't that good of a guy.
John Elway, he's not that great.
It was. Oh, I was going to say, that's because it was his wife.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But still, but then it gets weird.
Yeah,
it
does. And
if you ran into him, would you know who he was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a favor.
Why don't you turn around?
Right there.
Turn around.
How you doing, man?
Oh, come on, man. Are you serious? Come on, man. John Elway.
How you doing, man?
Damn. Man, I got to take a picture, man.
That was so good. It was so good to see his face, you know? Just, oh, man. Oh, it's John Elway. I talked to somebody. I can't think who it is right now. They actually got to hang out with John Elway.
Are you serious?
Maybe it was Curtis, the movie guy, who shared the story. I think it might have been. I think it was you, Curtis, who shared the story of getting to hang out, or you knew somebody that hung out with John Elway, and he's the nicest guy.
Dude, yeah. This was actually, I apologize, it wasn't in Pittsburgh. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but this was in D.C. So this D.C. cabbie, he's sitting there talking football. John Elway's in the back corner, so he had his back to him. But, yeah. You know, and there's a guy in the passenger seat, and they're all just talking football. And he's talking about how, regrettably, he said John Elway's the greatest quarterback of all time. And, of course, he said that with disdain because he was just like, man, he hurt us, you know, because he's a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
And then he mentioned Tom Brady, and I think, of course, he put Ben Roethlisberger up there because he's a Steelers fan. But then it was really cool the way that that unfolded because he was such a fan and immediately, you know, recognized him. And the whole rest of the trip was just like, man, we're taking pictures at the end.
Yeah.
We're taking pictures. So I loved it. I loved it so much. So I thought that was really, really cool. Big game, 11 days away. And the searching for the best Super Bowl dish is already underway. Let's be honest, man. If you've ever planned a Super Bowl party, you got to get, like, good stuff. You can't go cheap, like, wings on that. You can't just grab the frozen stuff and hope for the best. You've got to do it right.
I just remembered, we had the Super Bowl. We did the Super Bowl over your house last year.
Yeah.
I totally just remembered that.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, we did it right, man. That was fun.
Food was, oh, so good.
It's going to be good. Who are you going for this year?
We got come on, Falcons. Nobody wants the Patriots to win.
I know. Well, I mean,
if you're a Patriots fan, you want to
say my old roommate Jeremy would have something to say about that. He's a huge Patriots fan.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's rooting for the Patriots if you're not a fan.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going for Atlanta.
No, Patriots always win. Yeah. They're always there.
This would be Brady's sixth.
Yeah, that's,
like, he
that's
can't
ridiculous.
Even have it on the hand anymore. He'd
that's
have to,
ridiculous.
Like, I don't even know. Do you put it on the pinky of the other hand? You're just like, yeah. Man. Well, here's the deal. On Monday, Google released a list of the top searched Super Bowl recipes by state and Washington, D.C. And the results were pretty interesting. Some oddball dishes out there.
Is New Mexico a dip?
Oh, is that what you would guess?
Are we a dip?
I almost want to make this a game. What do you think the number one most searched for recipe is for Super Bowl parties in New Mexico?
Man.
I feel like you could get this if you really thought about it.
Okay, I'm thinking New Mexican-type food.
I mean, it's New Mexico.
Enchiladas.
No.
No enchiladas?
Who serves enchiladas at a Super Bowl party?
I don't know.
You want, like, finger foods, man.
Nachos.
You want snacks. You want, okay, nachos, that's a good one. That is also incorrect.
Meatballs. Small Swedish meatballs?
I honestly believe we had these at my party last year. And we make the best ones, so.
You make the best ones.
Yeah. 585 Live if you'd like to chime in and try and guess.
I'm trying to think.
Or you could give us a call, whatever. You don't remember what we made last year?
I'm blanking on what
I
you
make
made.
This like at any time we have like a good party. Oh, this
is it
this
a type of like, dip?
It's like the one treat.
Buffalo chicken wings?
Kentucky was bean salsa. So that's kind of random, but that's number one in Kentucky.
Shrimp cocktail?
Shrimp cocktail? It's New Mexico, man! Colorado was queso. We had queso. My wife makes amazing queso.
It wasn't enchiladas?
No, dude! No, it's a Super Bowl party. Come on, guys.
Chili?
Google released the list of the number one recipe searches according to state. New Mexico, can I just tell you, because you're never going to get it apparently, jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, dude. Except this was the recipe for fried jalapeno poppers. We do it a little differently.
You guys had jalapeno poppers?
Dude, come on. We core the jalapeno. Like, you cut off the end, you core the jalapeno. You grab a brat, preferably the cheddar brat, right? That's got cheese in it. And you cut that into fourths. You stick that inside the jalapeno, and then you wrap the jalapeno in bacon. That's how you do, man.
That's good.
At least that's how the Jeters do.
That's good.
Yeah.
I kind of remember them.
I am quite the fan. Quite the fan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You can start talking.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I think it's chips and salsa.
See, chips and salsa. That would be
chips
a good guess.
Chips and salsa. Everybody's got chips and salsa.
Yeah. That was a really good guess. It's wrong, but that was a good guess.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
That's wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
There are a lot of states, actually. New York, jalapeno poppers. North Dakota, jalapeno poppers. A few states we're looking for them, but New Mexico won up to the game with fried jalapeno poppers.
I like me a fried jalapeno popper.
I don't think I've ever had a fried
jalapeno
popper.
Yes, you have.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you get at most fast food locations.
Right. I don't think I've ever had.
Oh, my gosh. You never bought it in the frozen section, the fried
jalapeno? Dude, we just talked about how you can't do that at a Super Bowl party.
Unbelievable.
Guys, we need your recipes, your best dips, desserts.
What did I make?
Sides.
I made something crazy last year because I was trying to impress you guys.
Yeah, what did you make last year?
It was, what was it?
I don't remember.
I found it off of, I think it was Tasty.
I do remember that we actually, in fact, did have nasty wings because we got the bagged wings, the frozen ones.
Yeah, those are
like,
not
never
very good.
Again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Super Bowl party this year, your house? Is that what we're doing?
My house? We could do it at my house. I don't care.
I'm just kidding. My wife is so weird about Super Bowls. She will not go to parties. She does not want, she's like, no, I'm watching the game.
Yeah, I can understand.
I don't want to be interrupted. If I go here, they're going to want to talk about this, or they're going to want to do that, or we're going to have to play this game, or we're going to have to, I want to watch the Super Bowl.
I'm like,
okay.
We're all about
that. So inevitably,
that.
We like have it at our house.
Yeah. Can Vader come?
Because I'm like, no, I mean, I don't know about that.
Vader misses Rocket.
Does he?
We haven't brought him over the last couple times, and I feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to have a play date.
I mean, I don't know. Rocket's
okay,
pretty,
I'll bring him.
Pretty aggressive. And just, you know, I don't know. He's kind of a
Chrissy,
loner.
I'm bringing. Vader.
Kind of a loner at this point. I just don't know if I want that to happen. Let's see.
Yeah.
Dex, you did those avocados, by the way.
Oh,
you made those avocados. Chrissy, actually.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Dex did avocados. They were awesome.
Yeah. What did I do? Could you be more specific? Because I can't remember exactly. I have short-term memory loss. And they didn't turn out that great, but they were okay.
Man.
They were all right.
Dude, so many people chiming in. Some people say they fill their poppers with cream cheese. All right. I see that.
Yeah.
Bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers. That's the way to go, man. That's the way to go. People are chiming in. Jalapeno poppers, jalapeno poppers, jalapeno poppers for the win.
Wow.
Santa Fe said taquitos, bro. Taquitos.
Taquitos are a good snack.
Hot wings, taquitos. There's like pages of people chiming in on the live line for Super Bowl foods. Somebody else chimed in and said, speaking of food, you guys see that Dion's is having a shortage of ranch?
What? Are you kidding?
Shut up. Where have you been, man? Somebody said pinwheels? Get out of here with those pinwheels. Gross, dude. No.
You don't like pinwheels?
No. Somebody shows up at a party with pinwheels. It's like, oh, are we not friends? I thought we were friends. You made pinwheels?
Yeah. I like a good veggie plate.
Okay. I actually do. I like. Yeah. I'm down with that. Like, as a kid, I thought raw broccoli was the most disgusting thing on the planet.
Mm.
But now, of the veggie tray, that's like my go-to, which
with some
is
Dion's
weird.
Ranch right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh,
R.I.P. dog. Too soon. Man, jalapeno poppers is number one on the Starmies list as well. But somebody else did chime in with pinwheels, and it makes me sad.
Mm.
Pinwheels are just those like weird round things with nasty inside, right?
Yeah,
it's like
pretty much
pink, and you're like, what? But what substance is this?
Mm.
I don't know. Oh, man.
Yeah, if you'd like to come over to the Jeter's house this year for the Super Bowl party, Just hit me up. I'll send you the address. It'll be a great time.
Okay.
They have a huge house.
Okay.
Lots of room.
In fact, yeah, the Star Me chimed in, said, I'm crashing Steve-O's house for the Super Bowl party.
Boom.
Bringing stuffed mushrooms, some good brew, including my bride's key lime pie.
Oh!
Pie, yeah. Okay.
I love key lime pie.
Okay.
Key lime pie.
That sounds fantastic, actually. I'm just going to have to.
Biscochitos.
I may have a Super Bowl party now. Pozole and fry bread. All right.
Fry bread, I'm down with. Pozole.
Dude, street tacos, Cali style. Yes,
yeah,
dude.
That's what I'm talking about.
Speaking of, that came in from Cruces, and yesterday there was an officer involved shooting in Cruces. So prayers for the city.
Oh, man.
Prayers for the Starmie down south.
Bring it down, man.
Sorry. Just, you know.
Just thinking about fry bread.
Sorry.
Bring that up. Man.
Well, it's good because you don't need to be eating bread because bread makes you fat.
It sure does.
No, you're supposed to say, bread makes you fat? You ruined it.
I'm not a huge fan of bread unless it's deep fried.
You are weird. But speaking of, Starmie chiming in, fried Twinkies for dessert, pretty much basically the best Super Bowl dessert ever. Someone else said, I used to make bacon-wrapped pigs in a blanket with jalapenos or habaneros. Now I do meatballs and a bourbon barbecue sauce with bacon. Why are we doing this? I'm going to apologize, Starmie, because I started this conversation and now I can't focus because my stomach is just grumbling. I am hungry. Guys, I'm trying to do the meal prep. We've been talking about this every Friday.
You've been pretty solid on it with your, mason jars.
I'm eating healthy. I've got a mason jar. I make them the night before. This one had chia seeds. I was going for it. Super healthy this morning. I cut up a banana inside of it. 2/3 of a cup of oatmeal, 2/3 of a cup of almond milk.
You should probably get a bigger mason jar and have a bigger breakfast.
I did yesterday.
Because you're trying to put on the weight.
I know.
That's a little bitty.
I'm trying, guys. I'm putting my money where my mouth is because we talk about eating healthy every Friday with Amy and back from Bear Canyon. And man, I'll tell you what, eating healthy is no fun.
Well,
I am hungry. I'm always hungry. It's like, well, here's another piece of lettuce. I'm not trying to lose weight.
Speaking of that, we got an email for Friday when Becca and Amy come in.
Okay.
Somebody had a question about eating bad foods during their pregnancy.
Ooh. And you know, Beck last week was talking about that very, like, not that very thing, but being preggers and getting back that post, removing, I should say, the post baby body, you know, getting back to normalcy, if you will. And that was a great conversation. You can podcast it. But I like Fridays. You know, I'm trying to help you feel good Friday.
That's not one of my favorite days.
Of course it's not, because you're convicted, because we talk about physical health and spiritual health, two things that you're malnourished in. Oh, snap! Oh! He did it!
My headphones cut out there. Yeah. I didn't even hear you.
By the way, pinwheels are tortillas with cream cheese, cheddar cheese, and green chili, garlic, and salt.
Ooh! What? Yeah.
That doesn't sound terrible.
That sounds really good.
I just remember, pinwheels are basically the things that you get at every funeral. You know what I mean? Like, it's the reception after, and everybody's really sad, and you're like, well, I guess I'll eat this terrible stuff in front of me. Might as well. I'm already in mourning.
Pinwheels.
Yeah.
Please don't serve pinwheels at my funeral.
Yeah, please don't. I will be so mad.
Man, I need to make a list of things that I want at my funeral.
Okay.
You know, types of food, music. You can only play these songs. You can only eat this type of food.
Oh, man.
That's what I want at my funeral.
My wife convicted me this last week because we were talking. I don't even know how this happened. Do you remember the gentleman who passed away and the family like basically stuffed him and had
him
kicking
him up.
It. Yeah. They just had him like kicking it. It was like, he's wearing his favorite clothes and I think he had a cigarette it was weird, you know, like at the reception. Chrissy said that if she was going to do that, she would have me sitting down on the toilet with my phone.
Oh my God.
Because that's what I do. I run and hide in the bathroom. I'm like, the kids are crazy. I have to pee. And then she'll just find me sitting on top of the toilet with my phone playing a video game.
Oh, my gosh.
Marvel Contest of Champions.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Like, that's what I'm going to be doing. There'll be a little fake bathroom that I'll be hiding in that everybody can, like, peek in. You know, I'm not undressed or anything. I'm just sitting on top of the toilet. That's what I do.
See, you would be that way, and I would be in a bed in my underwear watching Netflix. That's how I would be propped
up.
That's
bad, man. We got to get healthier.
Yeah.
Liveline just chimed in talking about Super Bowl dishes. According to Google, the number one most requested recipe in the state of New Mexico were jalapeno poppers. And that I guess that's true because most people on the live line are chiming in the same, but somebody just chimed in and said, Baptist crack! Jalapenos stuffed with a mixture of sausage, cream cheese, Parmesan, baked.
Ooh. All right.
All right. Well, good morning.
Someone else. Dude, people are like throwing in their pinwheel recipes for us. We have like seven different pinwheel recipes on
here. I'm down
with
a lot of these pinwheels.
Cream cheese, mozzarella cheese, Parmesan cheese, black olives, and green chili. You will never use the bathroom again. You will be so stopped up, you'll never, ever have to. Maybe it's a good thing. It's a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You won't have to use the bathroom the whole Super Bowl if you eat those pinwheels.
Yes.
So many cheeses.
Did you say cheeses?
So many cheeses. So many cheeses. Thank you, cheeses.
585 Live. 585-5483. You can text the show. Is it bad? Yesterday I was lying in bed because we got rid of our satellite downstairs. So we don't really watch TV downstairs anymore. So I find myself watching TV in my bed.
That's terrible, man.
So I'm sitting there lying down watching TV and I go, I wonder if this was what it's like to be really old and you can never leave your bed. I'm 37 years old and...
Come on, man! You didn't go to the gym with me yesterday,
I
guys.
I slept for 5 hours. It was great. It was glorious.
Man.
Beautiful. All right, we got to take a break. Let's see, when we come back, we'll talk about the worst cereal ever. It's voted in. It's next.
Today. More executive action from President Donald Trump.
The regulatory process in this country has become a tangled up mess.
The movie La La Land is in rare company.
I gotta call back.
The musical is tops with 14 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture.
The Congressional Budget Office out with its forecast for the U.S. economy.
We expect growth to boost employment, virtually eliminate the remaining slack in the economy, and drop the unemployment rate to 4.4%.
Breaking out cancer where it strikes geographically. New research on that.
Death rates are up 50% in poorer parts of the country, especially those with higher rates of obesity and smoking, while the overall U.S. cancer death rate dropped 20%, and the rate for affluent areas dropped by 50%.
The city of Philadelphia has banned employers from asking a job candidate salary history. Backers say that new law will help close the wage gap between men and women, but the cable giant Comcast, one of the city's largest employers, has threatened a lawsuit.
Looking pretty cold out there.
Yeah, dude.
Welcome to the program, Dex and Steve-O. Cold, beautiful Wednesday here in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
If you're streaming us somewhere in the country, appreciate you guys. Hopefully, you get a little piece of home. A lot of you move out of state. You get to take us with you. You can podcast the show, iTunes, Google Play. You can listen live at star88.fm. You can even watch us in the studio. We get crazy up in here. 7:39.
High today in the mid-30s. I-40 East is getting a little backed up just due to normal commute to work this morning or school, wherever you're headed. No accidents to report this morning, which is fantastic. Don't forget regular construction happening. Central part of the Albuquerque Rapid Transit Project. That's central at University all the way down to 2nd Street. Two right lanes are closed. Some areas it's one lane. Some areas it's two lanes. Other than that, everything's free and clear. That's your look at traffic.
We have breaking news this morning. Kylie Jenner has cut her hair. She said, I had to cut off all my hair today and Instagrammed damaged roots. This has been breaking news. We'll keep you updated. If there's any further hair damage.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Ah, that's news.
That's
news.
That's news these days, guys.
It is. Is that the news we really want?
No. Of course, I think it's also very relative. Because I'm sure there are some people who are like, what? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. I loved her. It was so beautiful.
You did that so good.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much.
It's the, I swear, if Jaden, my daughter, ever talks like this when you talk, it's like you're crying.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I just don't know.
Oh, man. You sound like, I don't know, for some reason when you did it, I just thought of a worm, like an actual worm.
What?
With glasses in front of a computer.
I just don't know.
That's where my brain went. You didn't sound like a 12-year-old girl at all.
I can't do it.
Which I guess is a good thing.
You can. I can't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what that says, but.
But if my daughter ever talks like this.
I don't know, Dad. Oh my gosh. And it's so hard. Everything is so hard.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. Cereal. We all know it's bad for us.
I don't get to eat cereal enough anymore because I have three boys.
Do they eat all the cereal?
Oh, dude. So
you don't eat cereal during the day?
We'll go to the grocery store. No, weirdo.
What's wrong with that? Nighttime snack?
You know, if I'm like still hungry at the end of the night, I read this thing. It's like, cereal helps you sleep.
It helps you sleep. There's so much sugar.
Exactly. So I'll stare at it and then go pass because we have three boys. So throughout the week, like I'll buy a box of cereal and I'll seriously go, guys, this is dad's. Okay. This is daddy's cereal.
Yeah, right.
No one can eat daddy's cereal.
What kind of cereal you get?
It depends. Well, I mean,
grape
like,
nuts.
In the mood
you're grape nut guy.
Hey, you know what? Stop dissing grape nuts. I don't not like grape nuts. That was my mom's jam. In fact, I think when we were driving through Arizona last time, all she had was grape nuts. And I'm like, well, of course.
Yeah.
And I had grape nuts.
Yeah, they're good if you dump a ton of sugar on them.
I sat there for 7 hours.
Put a bunch of fruit in it.
No, dude, they're like gremlins. You get them wet and they just multiply.
It's true.
So it's like you just keep digging out spoonfuls of grape nuts. Like, where are these coming from?
Yeah.
Is there like a black hole in the bottom of my bowl? They just keep multiplying. I hated grape nuts when I was a kid because you had to eat everything on your plate and you would pour like 17 grape nuts and then like a dab of milk. And
yeah, but the
like,
first time, whoa. The first time that you don't know that,
no,
you dump
you
a
don't.
Ton and you know, you just dump cereal
and then
into
just
a bowl
eating and fiber rocks.
And then you realize, oh man, I just dumped too much in there.
And then by bite number 7, they're all like super soggy and gross. Oh man. And maybe you just turned me away from them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I have three boys that eat cereal every day. So by the weekend when I can actually have a bowl of cereal, there's no cereal to be found.
Consumer Reports has evaluated 27 breakfast cereals that are most heavily marketed to children and have rated the top worst for their high sugar content. Here are the top two worst rated cereals.
The thing with a bear. Those things with
Golden
the bears.
Golden Crisps. Is that what it is?
Is
Golden
that what
Crisp
they
the
are?
Bear?
I don't know. He's got like a blue shirt.
Yeah, that's Golden Crisp.
Is
that's
it?
One of that's
are
that's
you serious?
One of the top two. Golden Crisp is, they say, ranked one of the worst.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's him.
Yep.
That's him. Oh gosh. Oh yeah, and that guy, the frog.
Oh, Honey Smacks
yes.
was the number one.
Are you serious?
And I love Honey Smacks so
gross.
Much. That's one of my favorite cereals.
You are a weirdo.
Honey Smacks was the number one worst cereal ranked on the sugar. Just this is bad for your kids. Like, this is bad for anybody.
So check this. Golden Crisp is the post version of Kellogg's Honey Smacks. So they're kind of like rival competitors for the worst cereal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
That's hilarious. It's basically the same cereal.
Basically, yeah. Let's see.
Ugh.
They have more than 50% sugar.
Golden Crisp or Honey Smacks?
Both of them.
Yeah, dude.
Have more than 50% sugar. 11 of the tested cereals had more than 12 grams of sugar per serving. Cap'n Crunch, peanut butter crunch, 9 grams. I'm a huge Cap'n Crunch fan. That's one of my favorite cereals.
Oh, gosh, no, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is like you are putting the roof of your mouth, like you're playing Russian roulette every time you take a bite of that because you're like, oh, no, man, is this going to be the one?
Is your testosterone a little low? You check your tea, man, because who cares if it cuts the roof of your mouth?
What are you talking? I can't stand it.
I even tried.
Then you're like, ow,
oh,
ow.
Oh,
I
my.
Got a,
who cares?
Ow, Captain Crunch, it stabbed me in the
exactly.
mouth.
Exactly. I want my blood mixed in with my cereal.
Okay, you weirdo.
I'm a man. No, don't give me lotion. I'm a man. I don't need to put lotion on my skin, Landon. Okay? No, I don't. Don't pluck my eyebrows. I don't care if I have a straggly eyebrow. I don't. It doesn't matter. Leave it alone.
Oh, man.
Give me a break.
You, sir. You.
So, here's the thing. We're trying to have a healthy 2017.
Yeah.
If you can avoid the cereals, you should avoid the cereals. Because it's... I that's one thing I haven't been eating a lot of lately is cereal. And because it is seriously so... I put more sugar on my sugar cereal. And my kids do the same thing.
No, dude.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's terrible.
They dump sugar on the cereal.
See, when I was a kid, we actually had to... My mom, for some reason, because she let us do whatever we want everywhere else, but we had to... Like, we just had good... we wanted what we'd call, quote, good cereal. Can we get good cereal this time? But it was always like the, quote, good cereal we could get was Honey Nut Cheerios. Well, this has some sugar in it. Let's get Honey Nut Cheerios.
Dump tons of like, sugar on that.
No, we weren't allowed to. Oh. Like, it was Grape Nuts. It was Honey Nut Cheerios. It was like, quote, healthy cereal. But then you look at the sugar content, and you're like, Mom, come on, man.
Probably why you guys are so skinny.
Just give me some Fruit Loops.
See, that's eating... Junk like that probably ruined my metabolism.
Ruined, guys. Ruined.
Ruined it. Ruined.
Somebody said Honey Bunches, Cheerios, or they said Frosted Flakes with bananas. That's their jam.
You know what? Mm. I love that.
Have you ever had chocolate Frosted Flakes?
No.
Yeah. It's real.
That I didn't even know that existed. Oh,
it does.
Wow.
And yeah. Somebody says Grape Nuts. Oh. And, You're gonna be sad, man. Somebody said I never liked Captain Crunch. They got soggy way too fast.
Give me a break.
I never liked Kix either because cardboard tastes better. Kix were weird.
Yeah, they don't have any taste.
Is that why they weren't the worst cereal on the planet? Because they're selling
no
you
sugar
air
in that thing. Yeah, Corn Pops. I enjoy those. But these like Cap'n Crunch, Apple Jacks, Fruit Loops, Corn Pops, Golden Crisp, and Honey Smacks. Those are the cereals that are really, really bad for you.
Yeah. So these are the worst based upon sugar content. Here's the crazy thing. A little history of Golden Crisps with the weird bear. They were introduced in 1948. They were called Happy Jacks, but then the very next year they were renamed Sugar Crisp. And then they changed it to Super Sugar Crisp.
Yes.
But then they decided to change it to the now name Golden Crisp because they were trying to drop the word sugar from the title in the American market because they're like, oh, people want to be healthy? Nah, man, these are Golden Crisp.
Yeah, just change the title. Change
yeah,
the title.
Yeah, nah, soup's healthy for you, man. If you look at the sugar content of, I'm like blown away by this for Golden Crisp. It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Both Golden Crisp and Honey Smacks are more than 50% sugar. That's insane.
Like how are your teeth not just?
I don't know. My teeth. I have really good teeth. It's genetics. I don't know. I'm just one of those people that has good teeth.
Apparently,
but everybody else just rotten out of their mouth because they just eat sugar. Constantly.
If you look at the nutrition facts on the side of Golden Crisp,
there's no nutrition.
Here, no, exactly. They won't even, it doesn't show you sugars. Oh, there it is. Just kidding. Because, you know, they're like, I don't know if we want to mention this, but there is a ton of sugar in this.
Yeah.
Straight sugar.
Yeah, you might as well be, you know, feeding your kids cocaine, honestly.
Wait, cocaine has sugar in it? I didn't get that reference. I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about things that have a lot of sugar in
it. I'll send you a really good documentary.
I thought you were going to say something like a Cadbury cream egg or something that was like...
Sugar and flour are... There's this documentary I'll you have to watch.
Well, yeah, you got to cite your source. You can't just be like, listen, man.
But, I mean, they compare sugar to, you know, cocaine.
Yeah.
And how close and similar they are, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Okay. Gosh. Somebody said honey on cereal. Yes. I've been doing that. Like now that we're doing meal prep and all this and everybody's trying to make us eat healthy, I've substituted honey in for sugar. So now it's just like sweetening things with honey, which I guess is good for you. But somebody chimed in and said, my son and I were at the grocery store last week and saw a box of, and I'm not kidding, quote, oops, all Crunch Berries. It was Captain Crunch cereal without the Captain Crunch, just the Crunch Berries. I've had it.
Really?
I've actually had it.
Is it good?
I mean, it's just like, basically, if you like the taste of Captain Crunch, but don't want to die from being stabbed in the roof of your mouth.
Here we go again.
That's essentially what it is.
No.
It always has like a weird film to me. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what is this weird film?
Because your skin is falling off the roof of your mouth.
Okay. Somebody else said, Chex, bro! I loved Rice Chex. I was allowed to have Chex when I was a kid. That was one of the other ones. My mom was just like, we were only allowed to have certain things. And Chex just happened to make the grade because, I don't know, we could have Rice Chex. Somebody just chimed in and freaked me out. Confession, I like soggy cereal. Like Corn Flakes, Raisin Bran, they have to have it soggy.
Yeah. No. A lot of people are like that.
No.
It honestly doesn't bother me. I like it both ways.
No, man. Maybe it's because when I was a kid, I'd have those healthy things. So like Rice Chex, they were my jam, but like they had to be crunchy. Like the second... Oh, no. Whew.
Wow. Well, there you go. Hopefully you'll stay away from some of these cereals now because...
Yeah, seriously. You got to eat healthy like this Star member that said, forget cereal. I start my day off with butter coffee, 4 eggs, and a 1/2 pound of sausage.
Good for you. Caveman diet. A butter coffee. People swear on. Have you ever had the butter coffee?
The butter coffee?
Yeah.
No.
You should try it.
I don't know if I want to. Oh, man. We got a birthday shout out that we definitely have to take care of today. I mean, I don't know if we want to call, but
who we got?
At some point, we're going to have to take care of this because our boy Adam just chimed in and it's his bride's birthday.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Becca?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gross. Somebody just chimed and said somebody needs to come out with an all-marshmallow cereal.
Yeah.
Dude, the marshmallow's freaking me out because you, like, bite into them and it's like, like nails on a chalkboard. And you're like, oh, I just bit that. I accidentally bit that. I didn't let it dissolve. I'm currently dying.
Honey Smacks voted worst cereal ever. And, I think it, not now it's voted worst cereal because of the sugar content. When I first read this, I was thinking, wait, people voted this as like one of the worst as far as like they don't like it.
That's what I thought you meant too at first.
Yeah. And now it's just because it's sugars. It's over 50% sugar. I love me some Honey Smacks.
That's so
but
weird.
Knowing that now, I'll probably stay away from the Honey Smacks.
Somebody wants to know what butter coffee is, man. You open that can of worms. What is butter coffee?
You're going to have to Google it. I don't know how to explain what it is, but it's like the butter that's grass-fed butter that you put in. It's good for you. Very good.
I really wish you would stop bringing things up if you know nothing about them.
I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want to sound stupid like I always do.
Okay. You don't. By the way, you don't stick a pat of margarine on top of your cup of coffee and watch it melt. By the way.
You know what? When I first, when somebody told me butter,
that's
I was thinking,
what you want to do?
Do you just melt like a stick of butter in your coffee? Like, what do you do?
I mean, it's kind of, at the very least, they're saying like you got to blend in grass-fed butter, but yeah, it's, yeah, you brew coffee using coffee beans without mold. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you're
so like upgraded beans, right? Yeah, or at least use good coffee. You use grass-fed butter?
Mm-hmm.
This is real?
Yeah, grass-fed butter. And honestly, it's expensive. You're going to pay for it, but they say it's people swear on it that if you're trying to lose weight, you have to go the grass-fed butter way.
Okay. This is real.
And eat chunks of butter throughout the day.
A slab of butter in your coffee.
Yeah, you just drink the butter.
I just feel like we're going to die. America.
No, it's good for you, man.
We're going to die.
It's really good for you.
Oh, yeah. It sounds good for you.
Nothing says wrong.
Nothing says like health, like a stick of butter in coffee.
It's not a
stick
of butter.
By the way, it's called bulletproof coffee.
Yeah, there's caveman coffee, bulletproof coffee, butter coffee.
Somebody just chimed in, speaking of unhealthy America, and said up here in Indiana, the Amish actually sell just the marshmallows in a bag.
Really?
Lucky Charms marshmallows. Yeah.
What?
Just Lucky Charms marshmallows.
What? So they pick it out of the cereal and then sell it?
How does that work? I don't know. But I feel like when they make the cereal, Dexter,
the Amish don't make that?
No, I mean.
They make the little marshmallows? I had no idea. Brilliant.
It's like talking to a toddler. I just can't conversate with you anymore.
Makes sense, though. You know, it really does, man. Now that you say the Amish make the marshmallows.
Somebody chimed in and said there's a generic cereal I can only find at large Walmarts that's Cocoa Puffs and Lucky Charms marshmallows mixed together. Heavenly.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's one of the generic cereals. I think it's called like...
The generics are just as good as the name brand. They're just as good.
Well, that's because you can get them in like a gallon size. Yeah. Like you get this tub and it's like $3.50. I remember when we were first budgeting, it was like, I'm getting this. It kind of looks like Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Yeah, but it's called Fruity Tibbles.
Yeah, it's weird.
And Honey Max and Frosted Rakes.
Somebody said you blew it because the coffee, the butter coffee, whatever, it's actually made with lobster butter.
Lobster butter.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, lobster butter. You got to give me some lobster butter and I'll drink it all day. Oh, yes. The rich, the lobster butter.
You went from British to like Scottish to East Indian to like, I don't even know how you did. I was kind of impressed.
Lobster butter. So good. It's only with the rich. I drink lobster butter.
I'm so fat.
Oh, man. Yeah.
585 Live. You can text in 585-5483.
You know, Tim Tebow was on Dr. Oz one time, and he puts butter in his coffee. So
I put coffee in my butter.
Butter coffee actually helps suppress hunger. So
you should try it.
No, dude. I don't want to suppress hunger.
That's true. Never mind.
I love eating.
That's right. You need to eat.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll do some more headlines when we come back. We got a letter to get to. Is there an update on the Dion's Ranch? Possibly. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Disbelief tonight that Dion's Pizza is removing one of its most popular products from the menu.
As you can imagine, there's been panic, but Dion's corporate says not to worry.
Their ranch dressing is superb.
People just can't seem to live without it.
Well, it's cold, 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 cold inside. Colder in the day than the dead of night. Cold, 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 cold inside. Doctor, can you help me? Because something don't feel right.
Dion's Ranch.
I saw that, that they're discontinuing it for a little while.
The ranch is like a signature piece of Dion's.
Dion's ranch dressing is a 10, then their gummy sort of tasting new ranch dressing is about a 4.
I love you, and I miss you.
The The city is pretty much shut down since the report of Dion's Ranch. Shut down. The factory is shut down. The latest. It's all just a publicity stunt. It just is. It really is. It's just they're doing this on purpose, guys. Who messes with the Dion's Ranch? That's why people go, right?
I mean, not necessarily.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
But I mean, how come nobody's talking about the fact that Greek's in short supply as well?
Nobody cares about that.
You.
I mean, it's
take
good.
That back.
I agree. I love the Greek as well. The Greek dressing. But it.
All gone.
Different level. Ranch is way up here. The Greek down here.
No, no.
Yep. It's true.
I hear what you're saying. It was a staple when I was in high school.
You're the only
mostly
one.
Mostly because I worked there.
You're the only one that's mentioned the Greek.
Peter Benson yesterday mentioned the Greek.
Yeah, well. They're not doing stories on the Greek, okay? It's about the ranch.
It should be about all the dressings equally.
No, it's not. No, it shouldn't be.
Greek Lives Matter.
Hashtag Ranchgate. Keep it locked right here for up to the minute ranch coverage. 8:10, good morning.
High today in the mid 30s. Traffic. Unfortunately, an accident to report, I-40 West at Eubank. That's exit 165, and that is no laughing matter. It's very serious.
Why are you laughing?
I make myself laugh from time to time. Accident 98th Street at Central Avenue as well. There's an accident to report there. Guys, got to be careful this morning. It's getting a little congested on I-40 traveling eastbound as well as southbound I-25 as everyone is heading towards the Big Eye. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Let's go talk to the nerds.
Oh, snap!
Big talk.
You don't know what you're talking about, nerd boy.
Listen, guys, I found it is time to do a nerd segment called Nerd News.
Oh,
it's
I'm a
my
nerd.
Favorite.
Why are you talking
I've got
like that?
Some serious news to get to today.
It's probably taking your retainer
be,
out.
Hold on.
There you go.
Oh, sorry. Man.
Your headgear.
Yeah. Oh, my jaw just makes it. Oh. Okay. It's time for some nerd news, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huge fan of this. Fox.
Nerd alert.
Made the world erupt in chaos yesterday when they announced an X-Men TV show is happening.
Oh, my God. This is actually pretty cool. That's all I got. Sorry.
That was the X-Men cartoon, bro.
Fine, I'll go Google it. My bad.
Can't use the Captain America theme song, although it's a cool theme song.
I'm not a nerd, bro, okay?
I was doing the X-Men animated series. You were even kind of doing the guitar with me. No, okay.
X-Men,
you lost it.
What am I doing?
All right.
What am I doing?
X-Men the animated series. You know what? Forget it. It's been confirmed that a pilot has been ordered for the series. Yes, this is a live action TV series. It's going to focus on young mutants who go on the run with their parents to escape government agents. Yes. The show has been in development for quite some time, and head writer Matt Nix spoke up about his plans for it over the past few weeks. Variety reported, Fox and Marvel TV are officially moving forward together with the pilot, which is huge news considering, you know, Fox owns the rights to the X-Men. Marvel TV is what it is. And they're like, guys, let's collaborate together. That's why February 8th, which is going to be the greatest day in the history of great days. I'm just saluting you, February 8th. I'm a fan of you, February 8th. Boom!
What's happening?
Well, a lot of things, but one of those things is FX is releasing a new TV series called Legion. You may have seen the trailer for it.
That looks really good.
So in the comic book, the kid in Legion is actually Professor X. Son. Now, I doubt they're going to go that route. They may, who knows, but in the Marvel comics, yeah, Legion, known as David, he was a fictional character that is the son of Professor X, Charles Xavier. I mean, that's huge, man. Also the most powerful mutant on the planet. So who knows what Legion's going to do. However, that was kind of a co-collaboration. Jeff Loeb, who part of Marvel, is like, hey, let's do this. Well, at the recent Television Critics Association Winter Press Tour, he explained that the new show would connect directly to the X-Men movie universe. Quote, a fan of the movies, but also the comics, would not be disoriented at all as to where this fits in the mythology. If you look at the movies, which takes place from, you know, they started in 2003 to now, they don't all line up perfectly. I'm not slavishly fitting them in to a particular slot, but at the same time, if you like the world of the movies, there are definite nods to the films. It exists in the same general universe, end quote.
Hmm.
They also stated that fans could expect to see familiar X-Men in the TV show. There are a certain amount of familiar characters that I can use and am using, and other characters I'm inventing, but everything is invented with a nod toward the existing mythology of the X-Men.
Good.
Oh, man!
I'm happy for you.
Sentinels are going to be a part of the show, so that's a really big thing and really, really exciting. Now, they might not be giant robots familiar to the X-Men fans. Matt Show is part of the X-Men world in terms of their mutants. Mutants are hated. There are Sentinels, though very different from what we've seen before, end quote. So, this is happening, guys. This isn't the first attempt that Fox has made at an X-Men series. In 2015, it was reported the network was developing a show called Hellfire,
which was based on the Hellfire
Club, some bad guys in the X-Men universe. But it was later abandoned in place of this new series. And now it seems like we're finally getting an X-Men spinoff TV show. What do you guys think?
Happy for
Santa
you, man.
Fe just chimed in and said, oh my God, are you kidding me? X-Men TV show? Yeah. Holy smokes, I don't care. Somebody else said new Star Wars title is still killing me. Okay. Here's an interesting bit of nerd news. The director of Doctor Strange talked about the fact that he has not seen what is to come with Doctor Strange. Now, if you haven't seen Doctor Strange and don't want one of the end credit scenes spoiled for you, now's the time where you tune out. Have you seen Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
Did you see it? Okay, you remember the ending?
Mm-hmm.
After the ending, there was the post credits, and there were actually a couple post credit scenes. One was comical in nature, one was very devious and terrifying in nature. The comical one involved Doctor Strange sitting down and enjoying a pint with Thor, which was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And it was to let everyone know that, yes, Doctor Strange is going to be in Thor Ragnarok, the new film coming out in November. Well, Scott Derrickson, a strong Christian, really rad dude, directed Doctor Strange, said, quote, we shot our movie as a standalone movie. Doctor Strange isn't really part of the MCU in the movie that he made. But at the same time, Doctor Strange is now going to be in Thor Ragnarok, and Taika Waititi, who is the director of the new Thor film, he actually directed the post-credit scene, kind of bridging the gap. So he's excited to see where they're going to take the character, even though he has no clue what they're going to do with him. He's hoping that he'll get to return for Doctor Strange 2, but Doctor Strange is actually going to be in the next Avengers movie as well. Avengers Infinity War, which just started filming.
No.
Yeah, kind of nerding out on that. But he said he doesn't even know what those films were about, if not for the fact that he ran into Joe Russo, one of the Russo brothers who directed Captain America, Winter Soldier, Civil War. They're going to do the next Avengers films. He ran into Joe outside a bathroom at Marvel. Like, one was walking in, one was walking out, boop. And he said it was great to run into him. And in turn, Joe pitched him the story for Infinity War because he wanted him to know how they were treating Doctor Strange. But he said, nobody consulted with me. He didn't ask for it. He trusts Marvel. And he kind of doesn't want to know specifically what's going to happen with Doctor Strange because he's still a fan and wants it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Cool, man.
There you go, man. It is Wednesday, which means comic book releases today.
Whoa.
Lots of them.
I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Monsters Unleashed, if you like kaiju versus Marvel characters, Avengers came out today, and Spider-Man, Deadpool, along with Infamous Iron Man. In the comic books, Tony Stark is no more.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
He's no longer around.
Okay.
He's dead.
He died.
Wait, what? There's a new Iron Man in town, and his name is Dr. Doom. That's cool. Actually a real comic. Yeah, and it's fascinating and fantastic. Right. Wanting to do good things because he has been a villain his whole life. And it's this amazing story of redemption. I thought that was kind of cool.
There you go. That's it.
Come on, push it. Push it.
Boob, yeah.
Yeah?
Just had a stroke.
Thanks, man. You know what? Tip Arizona said, thank you for Nerd Talk. I've gotten back into reading and collecting comics because of it.
Yeah.
And he's seen Doctor Strange 3 times. Wow.
I wish I could be your comic book friend.
El Paso just broke my heart. You'll never be my comic book friend because you don't buy comics with me. I mean, I was there yesterday at Astro Zombies just getting comics by myself.
Well, maybe I'll go by myself then.
El Paso just chimed in on the live line and said, won't be watching the X-Men spinoff if it's anything like the Lethal Weapon spinoff. No bueno.
Honestly, I like that show.
That is my wife's favorite show on television.
I really enjoy that show.
Seriously, last night, she wanted to watch Lethal Weapon. And I'm like, honey, you know I got to watch This Is Us, man. I got to get my cry on.
Here's the thing with Lethal Weapon, the new series.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I don't know, man. I think it's pretty great.
It's one of those shows that if you're out of things to watch, then you can jump in and get entertained.
Fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. But
I don't think
it's great.
Yeah, but
it's,
Lethal
it's fun.
Weapon, the original Lethal Weapon films were of that same vein in that they were.
I loved them.
Yeah. They're fantastic, but it was you were never going, man, Lethal Weapon 2, I'm pretty sure it's going to be nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
No one said that. And so I think it's in the same vein, and I don't watch it every week. My wife does. It's her favorite show on television.
They do a good job.
And yeah, so I'll catch bits and pieces. Last night I was catching it while she was watching that on her laptop while I was watching another show sitting next to her. Cause I can't not watch This Is Us.
It's a fun show, guys.
This Is Us, guys. I had to cry.
This Is Us makes me cry.
I had to get my cry on.
Oh my gosh. This Is Us. If they make me cry one more time,
listen, Dr. Worm,
I am going to lose it again.
Your voice doesn't—it's not nerd enough. It's like,
oh my gosh!
Like, it's like your Dr. Worm. That's what
I'm Dr. Worm.
That's what a listener, yeah, a Starmie member, they named you Dr. Worm when you made that voice, and I'm like, that's it. You're Dr. Worm.
Oh my gosh, guys!
You do this like nasally.
Oh my gosh! If they do it one more time,
no, you have to like channel. You can't even. It's like from the back of the throat.
Okay.
No, gosh. Okay. I'm gonna slap
us. Oh, there's SpongeBob.
Oh gosh,
SpongeBob.
It's disgusting how easy you slip into that. I hate SpongeBob.
You love him.
Gosh, I hate him.
Let's get into some adult stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Nerd stuff.
The Flash returned last night, the mid-season return, and the race to save Iris began.
Oh, man.
If you watched it last night, I mean, am I right? Fantastic stuff. No?
We're done.
Is that not?
We're done with
that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. My bad.
That's
okay.
Right.
In other news, Funko Pop just announced a line of action figures, which are amazing. Marvel Studios are teaming up.
What?
It's going to be for the Defenders TV show. They got Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, The Punisher, Daredevil.
Let's save this for the 9 o'clock hour.
Huh?
We're going to get canceled again.
Okay. All right.
Trying to save
you
us
said
here.
News, man. That's the news I read. What?
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I'm a nerd.
A guy in Canada had his drugs in a popcorn box on Thursday, which coincidentally happened to be National Popcorn Day. Two cops saw the box, wished him a happy popcorn day, and he took off running. They chased him down, found the drugs, and arrested him.
So the cops wished him a happy popcorn day.
We had like a tub of popcorn, you know, those like big old tubs of popcorn.
They're like, hey, happy
like
popcorn
metal
day.
Tin.
And the guy just took off running. Oh my gosh.
Guys, you gotta be cool, man.
No.
Gotta get caught. Gotta be cool, bro.
Don't be cool.
You just play it cool, man.
Drugs are never cool.
You're like, you love me some popcorn. Would you like some? Wait, too far. Because then they're gonna want some, and now you gotta run again.
Oh.
Gosh. A food bank in Seattle had to close up early on Saturday because of the Women's March. So instead of serving food, they handed out water to protesters and let them use their bathroom and ended up getting $10,000 in donations because of it.
It was absolutely huge. We were just talking in a board meeting about the shortfall that we're going to experience this year. It means buying fresh fruits, perhaps some meats if the meats don't come in, milk, eggs.
Guys, it's super important
all year round to give to the food banks. My family and I were down there the other day, and they're really low.
Okay.
They couldn't give us any food.
Wait, what?
What?
Shout out to the Star member who just chimed in on the live line and said, for Dex's eyes only.
Oh, what?
I read the live line, guys. The computer's in front of me. They want us to do nerd talk, but they want you to do your SpongeBob voice and do a Netflix review.
Oh.
On a show you watch.
Okay. All right. Ugh. All right. I'll do it.
I hate SpongeBob.
I'll do it. I'll do it in a little bit.
He's obnoxious, man. There's no... 48-year-old woman in Florida got arrested last Friday for sneaking into Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club and smearing bananas on people's cars. A woman being charged with sneaking into President Donald Trump's private Mar-a-Lago club shortly before his inauguration and smearing bananas all over the cars. She is a 48-year-old named Kelly Weidman. She typed out a profanity about Trump on the computer and moved outside some ballrooms. Oh gosh, this is ridiculous. She was confronted by security guards who called police. She allegedly told officers she wanted to be arrested because no one was paying attention to her claim of being cyber attacked.
No one is paying attention to me.
Okay, she was charged with misdemeanor trespassing and released. Because President Trump wasn't at the Ritzy Club, the Secret Service was not involved. No one answered a phone call listed for her number on Monday, and the court records didn't list an attorney, so...
I'm gonna smear bananas all over this car!
Oh my gosh. I hate that you found your SpongeBob voice this morning. Because once you turn
what
it on...
What are you talking about, Patrick?
You can't turn it off, and I hate everything about it. I'm gonna go smear bananas all over your car. I have a banana right here. I'm looking at a banana. I will smear that banana all over your three-wheeled car out there.
This is a family show. Move on.
I'm just saying. I hate your stupid voice. Gosh. That's your Whiskey Tango, Florida. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger won't commit to playing next season. He says...
I'm going to take this offseason to evaluate. To consider all options, to consider health and family and things like that, and just kind of take some time away to evaluate next season, if there's going to be a next season, all those things. You know, you just, I think that's, at my point in my career and my age, I think that's the prudent and smart thing to do every year. You know, and I'm not by any means saying I'm not coming back or anything like that. I'm just saying that at a point in my career, I think it's prudent to evaluate, to just make sure, because you want to be able to leave this game walking out of it in a healthy spot. You don't want to be, quote-unquote, carted out. You know, you don't want to leave this game and be worse for the wear. So that's why I think it's prudent to evaluate.
Ben, get out now.
Why?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Concussions? I mean, he's right. He's saying all the right things.
That's right, because he still has his mind about him, even though he's been hit a lot.
Still, though, I mean, you see a lot of these players, it's afterwards, it's years afterwards that you start to see a lot of...
That's quite true, actually. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion, a five-time Pro Bowler. Man, NFL passing yards co-leader in 2014. He was the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year back in 2004. Man.
Bad
you know,
stuff.
He's had a long career. He is 34 years old. He'll be 35 in a couple months. So going into a season at 35, I don't know. He's obviously known for playing outside the pocket. He grew up idolizing John Elway. And in fact, he's often been compared to John Elway. And that's exactly why he wears the number 7.
It's one of the greats.
In honor of John Elway.
He looks like my brother or my wife's brother.
Okay.
He looks like it.
I'm really glad you didn't say your brother's wife, because then I would have been really worried. Really worried. Yeah. A new study found jet lag affects baseball players when they fly east more than when they fly west.
Baseball!
You literally, like, that's just a line in my news that I didn't put in there. You seriously just put that in there so you could use that baseball
no,
drop.
I didn't at all.
You love that drop.
Baseball!
It's hard for fire engines to get to car fires on bridges when there's a lot of traffic. So firefighters in Dubai have started using something pretty amazing. Water-powered jetpacks.
You know what that is, right? The water-powered jetpacks? So you've probably seen the videos where the water's shooting out of their feet and they're floating through the air. It's like they have a jetpack.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. So it shows a firefighter with the hose and he's up like next to this bridge putting out a fire while he's just floating with the jetpack.
Wait, why wouldn't they just fly over the car with the jetpack? It's like pushing out so much water.
That's true.
Wouldn't you just want to fly over it? Like do some flybys in your jetpack? In your water-powered jetpack?
Yeah, that's a good... Maybe they're just demonstrating.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They're like, guys, get me the hose. And they're like, that's a little redundant,
Maybe
man.
They haven't thought of that
You're
yet.
Literally wearing a water-powered jetpack. You're so smart you thought to use a water-powered jetpack, but you're so dumb because you're still using a water hose.
Yeah, the water hose is coming out of your feet.
Wow.
Come on, man.
Okay. Good job, Dubai. The guy who pulled the fire alarm at the Pittsburgh Steelers hotel over the weekend was in court yesterday. Direct quote, I'm drunk, I'm stupid, I'm a Pats fan. So that actually should have, I have to start that over, I apologize.
Okay.
Quote, I'm drunk, I'm stupid, I'm a Pats fan.
Nailed it.
End quote.
Well, you know, he's, what's the first rule of
Fight Club?
Getting clean.
Oh. Never, don't talk about Fight Club.
No.
Don't talk about getting clean. I don't know how to equate that. What's the first rule? Admittance that you have a problem.
Thank you.
I had to think about it for a second.
Gotta be real, man.
Yeah. So he admitted it in front of the judge.
We're gonna need you to get real, Dr. Phil.
I feel like if you're involved in something as important as the AFC Championship game where the Super Bowl is on the line, I don't know. There's got to be other ways to go about housing teams, right? Because some drunk dude found out where the Steelers were staying, pulls the fire alarm. Everybody gets woken up in the middle of the night before the biggest game of the season for them.
Yeah.
That's pretty uncool.
That is uncool.
It's 2017, man. In other nerd news.
Talk to me.
Hugh Jackman announced that Logan, the new film releasing on March 3rd, counting the days, is not set in the same universe as the X-Men movies. When you see the full movie, you'll understand, end quote, that's all I'm saying.
Seeing that kind of blew my mind. I didn't realize that.
He said not only is it different in terms of timeline and tone, it's a slightly different universe. It's actually a different paradigm.
Is it Earth 5?
And that will become clear.
Earth 12?
Oh, man.
Did Barry Allen mess it up?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks for joining us this morning, Starmy. We love you. Stay warm today. It's going to be cold. It's so cold outside. All right, we got to take a break. We got a letter when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Stop it. Shut your mouth. Because what you're saying is beautiful.
More executive action from President Donald Trump.
The regulatory process in this country has become a tangled up mess.
The movie La La Land is in rare company.
Got a call back.
The musical is tops with 14 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture.
The Congressional Budget Office out with its forecast for the U.S. economy.
We expect growth to boost employment, virtually eliminate the remaining slack in the economy, and drop the unemployment rate to 4.4%.
Breaking out cancer where it strikes geographically. New research on that.
Death rates are up 50% in poorer parts of the country, especially those with higher rates of obesity and smoking, while the overall U.S. cancer death rate dropped 20%, and the rate for affluent areas dropped by 50%.
The city of Philadelphia has banned employers from asking a job candidate salary history. Backers say that new law will help close the wage gap between men and women, but the cable giant Comcast, one of the city's largest employers, has threatened a lawsuit.
Good morning.
High today in the mid-30s.
Traffic.
Accident I-40 West at Eubank. It's off to the right now, but still slowing people down right there at exit 165. Another accident to report. Jefferson at Montgomery. It's a little slow going there, but it's thankfully pushed off to the side as well. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Good morning. Pleasure being with you on this beautiful Wednesday. 585 Live, you can text in. 585-5483. If you want to share what's happening in your life, we love hearing what you're up to. Feeling like my appendix is about ready to blow up. What's up with that? Ugh.
You gonna be okay?
If it explodes, what happens?
You walked back in and you were like, it seriously reminded me of my wife because she does this too. Hey, what's right here?
I totally did this to Steve-O.
That's exactly what you. This is what Chrissy does.
Oh, Chrissy and I are the same person.
Hey, what's this? And I'm like, well, my 8 years in medical school has told me that right there is the corneal renomina.
Actually,
it helps filter fibers through your small intestine. Okay. To the large one, uh-huh. Often referred to as the mile. What we call it in the industry.
Yeah.
This is the wrong number. Don't call here again. Looks like you need more fiber in your diet because if you don't get that taken care of right away, it can implode. Not explode.
Okay.
Yeah, implode.
Implode.
You need that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Thank it causes you. Gas and other things, which is probably why you haven't been at the gym for a few days. I know when you get gassy.
I was there on Monday.
You don't like to go to the gym because Dex likes to do what we call in the biz a defarture.
Oh.
You see, that's when you have so much gas buildup you think you're going to die because you don't want to let anything out because you're in public, which is kind.
But this isn't gas.
At the same time, you're like, but the girls and the people at the gym. And then you walk out and like,
that was Monday.
There's this trail literally all the way to the car.
That was Monday.
Those are called defarchers.
This is not gas.
It's like when you're at a guest's house. You don't want to do that, you know?
I have a side ache right now.
But you've got to be very careful because if you don't, you know, take care of your corneal phenomena, then just bad things.
Any doctors or nurses listening right now? I have a ache on my left side.
Guys, it's like right over here. I said it was your appendix because I just looked. You're like, what's right here? And I'm like, oh, that's your appendix. You could have pointed at your heart. I'd have been like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's appendix.
The appendix, yeah.
Yeah, no, man. I know. WebMD, bro.
It's just got, you know, sharp shooting pains. It's okay, though. I'm all right. Okay. And would you guys pray for my dad? Because he's going in to have this giant kidney stone removed. So they have to go in and blow the kidney stone up.
Whoa.
And then he has to pass all the kidney stones.
Wow.
And I have issues with my kidney stones as well. Thanks, Dad, for giving me that.
Wow. You just put him on blast, and he's about
will
to literally
pray for my
be
father?
On blast.
Will you pray for my father? Ow.
I'm sorry. Was that your corneal phenomena?
Yes.
Was it right side or left side? I can't remember.
Left side.
Oh, wait. That's not your appendix.
My kidneys are over here on my right.
Yeah.
What's over here on my left?
That. So,
my liver's on my right,
stomach.
Too, right? My liver's on my right.
I think it's, yeah.
Let me pull up a picture of the human body.
So good at anatomy and whatnot because of all of the schools I went to for these things. Gosh, you're such a girl. Sorry, I apologize to all ladies out there. I didn't mean that. Sorry, we live in a different world.
Right.
Can't say that anymore.
Got this.
Because it's not, you know, you're such a complainer.
No way, man.
By the way, somebody just chimed in and said, hey, can I get a birthday shout out for my sister?
Sorry, I can't do that right now. I'm looking at
her name's Rachel, and she's turning 13.
Okay, I got you.
And even though she's turning 13, she still would love Chuck E. Cheese for her birthday.
It's not my spleen.
She is a huge fan.
It's not my spleen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not the lungs.
You could just please, well, at least I can
do Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
It hurts.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Rachel, it is your birthday. Chuggy cheese.
What?
Gosh, it hurts.
Gosh. Pray for Dex, guys. Yep. Maybe, he broke something.
Let's see here.
You have gemitis. If you look it up, gemitis.
Gemitis?
Yeah, it's like what happens when you go to the gym once a week and then don't come back because you're a lazy person that likes to nap.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's not it at all.
Silver City says, it's probably your kidneys, Dex. Drink lots of water and cranberry juice.
It's not my kidneys.
Appendix is on the right side. You're fine.
That it's on my left side.
Right, that's what I'm saying. My left side. Appendix is on the right side. Since it's the left side, that means kidneys, because kidneys are on both sides.
My kidney.
It's probably just your kidney. Just drink lots of water. Guys, he doesn't drink lots of water.
Kidneys are on both sides?
That's yeah, dude.
They were both on one on the right.
Yeah, have you ever had kidney beans? You know how they like go out like that? Boom.
They're over here.
Nah, they're both right here.
Get out. You don't know.
I do, man. Medical school.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea. I think, you know what? You're right. I thought they were both
on the... Wait.
Hold on. They're on the side. They're not in the middle of your stomach, though.
I am calling you out right now. Because here's the thing. You walked into studio off air and said, what's right here?
To didn't me. Sound like that.
And then now, because like I'm like, wait, no, your kidney's right here. You're like, get out of here. You don't know anything. Then why did you ask me that in the first place?
Because I don't... You know what? I don't know. I don't know why I asked you.
You know what? You don't know anything.
Then because you're the only one here.
Questions.
You're the only
stop
one here, okay?
Asking me. Right under my armpit on the left side. It's like right here.
If Caleb, my son, was in the room, I would have been like, what's over here? I would have asked anybody.
Oh, man.
Is it, any doctors hitting me up on the lifeline?
No, dude. Any well, nurses? I mean, kidneys are in the back, said one.
I know it's not the kidneys because I have issues with my kidneys.
A lovely lady on the live line just said, Steve-O is such a sexist. Asserting that only women would be offended by his sexist remarks is a sexist remark. I'm a victim!
Guys, maybe it's my left kidney, though.
I love you, Starmie, so much.
Because it's my right kidney that always gives me a hard time. Maybe it's my left.
Gemitis, that's your new pronoun, buddy. Somebody said, crybaby. Somebody else said, it's called gas. Go for a walk.
It's not gas.
That's love from an RN.
I have gas all the time. It's not gas.
Maybe it's your liver checking out. That's from Alamosa.
Okay. Pretty sure my liver's fine. I don't drink.
Somebody said that I'm so mean and that poor Dex. Poor Dex.
I know. Mm. Thank you.
Santa Fe said left side could also be gas. All maybe, that broccoli maybe it is. Salad, man.
Maybe it is gas, guys.
Gosh.
Who knows?
Hey, what's over here?
Hey, guys.
That's what it was like.
Hey, guys.
Hey, one's over here.
It's not what it
I'm
sounded
like. Oh, come here, buddy.
Oh, man.
Here you go. You going to be okay?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I hope so.
Right. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Jesse wrote in. The other day I went spitting. Let me start over. The other day I went speeding past a car that was going way too slow. Oh. The other driver floored it to pull up next to me, and when she caught my attention, she angrily pointed to something in the corner of the back window. It was her baby on board sticker.
Okay.
And yes, there was indeed a child strapped into the back seat. First of all, she contradicted the entire point of the sticker with her erratic driving just to prove a point. And secondly, what is the point? Do baby on board stickers even make a difference? Does anyone actually change their driving behavior when they see one of these signs? Baby on board stickers. Do you see these? I see them every once in a while. Baby on board sticker.
Yeah.
That means you got to be careful, man.
You do have to be careful.
There's children.
There's a baby. That's the next generation. I also immediately look to see their political leaning stickers.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Well, what kind of generation are you raising up, baby on board?
Don't make me laugh.
Oh, sorry. Your lips line hurt so much. So what's the question?
What was the question? The question was...
My lips line.
Do baby on board stickers even make a difference? Does anyone actually change their driving behavior when they see one of these signs? What is the point of the baby on board sticker? What is the point? Because obviously this girl who got upset
right.
with the person that was driving too fast, decided, oh, I need to wave this person down and point to the sticker so that they sped up. And they had a child in the back seat, so they were driving dangerously.
Yeah.
So that's not okay. You don't ever want to do that just to prove a point. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Pool boy.
Hey, I know what's wrong with your stomach.
Talk to me.
Okay.
You know what it is? It's Migosh from Total Recall.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Get out of here. Just go.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh. Baby on board. What is it? Starmy? Chime in. 585 Live.
Okay. Phone lines are open, and people
I just want to say the baby on board sticker, I think the main purpose behind that is for first responders.
Yeah, that's somebody else on the line just said that. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had my radio turned
off. No. Yeah, you're the first person to say it. Yeah, you too.
Thanks, man.
He was the first person to say it on the air. I was just saying somebody else was agreeing with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Supposed to be for first responders, I was always told.
So it's not for other drivers?
I guess not. Oh, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't change the way I drive.
Yeah, right, because aren't you supposed to drive?
I'm not a crazy driver, though. But I will also say on the flip side, I do get a little testy if somebody's driving crazy and I got my kids in the car.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a grown-up. I can handle whatever. But, like, if somebody's, like, on my butt or, like, you know, speeding around me or just acting crazy, especially on Paseo, we get some crazy drivers out there, I get angry. But I'm in my older years, I don't do what I used to do. Like, I would be an idiot and be like, you can't tail me and then speed off while I have kids in the car. And then I'd speed up to catch up to them to like show them my kids.
Yeah, you, like, pulled them.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did.
Wait, I have a child in the back. I gotta be careful. I can't go chasing after idiots anymore.
Yeah, Leslie.
I'm putting them in just as much harm as that dude.
My kids have the best stories about their mom. I'm just kidding, babe. I love you.
Yeah, someone says the baby on board sticker is there to let first responders know that there's someone in the car that can get out on their own.
Yeah, it could be a disability. They have a disability.
Yeah. For first responders. So, but Dougie Doug on the live line said, though, people should be more aware if a car has one. Nowadays, everyone and their mother has those stickers. I feel like I can't even see them anymore. Like, I don't even notice. Thank you, live line. Yeah, everybody's saying the same thing. It's for first responders, for accidents. I had no idea, to be honest.
I had no idea either. I just always thought, okay, that's a person who has kids in the car. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's.
Liveline chimed in and said, I'm not playing bumper cars, so it never changes my driving habits. Thanks, lady.
Yeah, but we all know a lot of you out there, especially in Albuquerque, are terrible drivers. You are mean drivers.
We have some bad drivers in Albuquerque.
What?
We have some bad drivers in Albuquerque.
We do.
That's for sure.
We do. Terrible drivers.
But does it change? Does any of that change the way? I feel like if we have those things on our car, whatever it is, it should change the way we drive. If you have children in the car, dude, defensive driver, bro. I was going to say 10 and 2, but isn't it allowing like 3 and 9? Don't they like change it?
Mm.
They change the time period of your hands?
I wonder, are you more safe in a car that has one of these stickers?
No. Are you more safe?
Yeah, because let's say you do upset somebody. Maybe they see the baby on board sticker and they're like, oh, they have kids. I'm not going to mess with that. Or what if they have a handicap
dumb
sticker?
Dumb is dumb.
Or a veteran's license plate.
No, I honestly, sadly, don't think that affects anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you kidding me? I will say, though, calling us out, if you have a Jesus fish or a Jesus loves people's sticker or any other, you know, Sagebrush S or any of
the
church stickers, stop driving like an idiot.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I hate that. When I'll be on Paseo or something, and I'll just see this like Jesus fish, and whether it's Calvary or Sage, whatever, like a church logo on the back of the car, and they're just like flying by, going 90. I'm like, nobody likes you, and now no one likes Jesus because of you. Thanks, bro.
That's the true. Guy with like the evolution fish is like, yeah, see? Oh my gosh, you guys, I told you. Hippogriff! Hippogriff! Because that's what the evolution fish guys talk like, apparently. Yeah.
Now we know. Guys, now we know what the Baby on Board sticker is all about.
Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm okay,
you
guys.
You know what? I'm just right. Go let it all out. Go outside. I'm not okay. In here.
I'm all right.
Because it's probably just gas.
Okay. Family Force 5. Time Stand Still. Star 88. Dex and Steve-O, hi. Guys, I'm all right. I'm okay.
Yeah, but are you?
My wife texted me and said that my pancreas was on my right. No, wait, left. Wait, did she say right or left? And then, okay. I'm okay, guys. Thanks for the prayers. Appreciate you guys. 904.
Hi, today in the mid-30s. Traffic! Star member just chimed in. There is an accident. I-40, it looks like, at Lomas, I believe is what they're saying. Yeah, I-40 westbound. Under Lomas, the left lane is blocked on our traffic report here. I know I-40 west at Eubank, exit 165, there's an accident reported there. As well as I-40 east at 12th Street, there's an accident reported there. So it's going to be slow going. Down more near Atrisco Drive at Illip. There's an accident reported there. Gosh, that's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
DJ Bossman Dan came in during the break and was telling us about this story that didn't make the news. It's unbelievable. So,
what's the name of the kid?
Logan Cole. So, 10th Avenue North just met up with this kid this past week, Logan Cole, just days after his heroic moments in the Columbus High School shooting.
How did we not hear about this?
This kid, Logan, took two close-range gunshots to the chest, and while bleeding on the floor, he was able to talk to his attacker out of hurting anyone else. So, basically, there was a kid, brought a shotgun into school, went into the bathroom, was loading the gun, and then that's when Logan showed up, and he shot Logan, it says, what, multiple times?
Dude,
close
he,
range, too
his
close
son
range.
Has 70 to 80 shotgun pellets in his body, according to Ryan Cole, his father.
So after Logan gets shot, he's on the ground bleeding out.
Yeah.
He was still talking to this young man about, please don't go out and do this. You don't want to do this. And he actually got the kid to put the gun down.
Yeah. Well, ish. He was not the intended target of the shooting, according to the sheriff's department. The shooting was definitely intended to harm a lot of people. So this kid walks into the bathroom. It was actually a hallway area, I apologize, just as the school day was getting underway. And he saw him and tried to talk him down. And this kid shoots him multiple times with the shotgun. Close up, and while he's like bleeding out, yeah, he's trying to talk to him, but as he's talking to him, the staff obviously heard these multiple shotgun blasts.
They rushed in
and they were able to pin down the gunman and take away the weapon, and then deputies obviously arrived and took him into custody without incident. Here's the crazy thing. So this kid's like bleeding out, and his thoughts were to stop this kid because he didn't want the kid to ruin his life.
Yeah, when he was at the hospital, right? After the surgeries, yeah. And everything, the first thing he said when he woke up from surgery.
Yeah, he is out of ICU. The father posted on Facebook. He was moved out of ICU at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus. The doctors were able to remove a breathing tube. Man, he was hit multiple times. We're talking, guys, 70, 80 shotgun pellets in his body, two in his spinal canal. His backbone took a lot of impact from one of the shots. He's going to have to wear a neck and back brace for months as the bones heal. He has lung damage, three broken teeth from hitting the floor. And when Logan Cole came to, the first thing he asked was that the family pray for the salvation of his shooter.
Man. That's incredible.
How did this go? Like, I mean, is it because it's 2017 and unfortunately, like, this is, or because more people weren't shot? It didn't make the, cause
I don't know.
I didn't hear about this at all. Right. I had to look up the name and I found this on multiple local stations, but no, you know, Fox News is the only one. 5 days ago, the only one I found. Here's CBS News. Finally, okay, cool. I'm on page two of this Google search.
Yeah,
trying to find, you know, other places where they actually reported on this, but it was, yeah.
The bullets missed all of Logan's major arteries.
Thank God.
And spinal cord by mere millimeters. It said
the shooting happened at West Liberty High School, located on an education complex. This is about 45 miles northwest of Columbus, Ohio. For those that don't know. Where West Liberty, Ohio is. It houses both a high school and an elementary school. So that's what's crazy. Incident happened in a school hallway. He was shot multiple times. Critical but stable condition. So out of the ICU.
The fact that he was able, that he survived that, yeah. that blows my mind. I can't even, that's such a miracle, you know?
Yeah. The shooter is 17 years old, expected to face many, many charges. And they're trying to try him as an adult.
Man.
He went into that school with intent to harm a lot of people. The parents released a statement saying that they were thankful for the Lord's protective hand on their son. They asked for prayers for Logan as well as for the suspected shooter and his entire family. They said, "We are certain they have been deeply hurt as well. We're confident that God has a purpose and a plan through this tragedy." Man.
Yeah. The fact that he woke up and that was the first thing that he said.
It's also a reminder that, you know, as these things become sadly more common in the news, you know, here at Calvary, we take precautions and we actually go through trainings multiple times a year as far as active shooter trainings. And I know a lot of places now do that. It's why it's so important to pay attention when you are in those trainings. Because most people don't believe, you know, they don't think it's going to happen to you. But immediately the sheriff's department said that they praised the teachers and students who immediately followed the emergency training that were able to take down this gunman and there was no other damage, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we have that training here. And when we're sitting there talking about how we would be in those situations.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think, because you don't know how you will react when that situation happens. And I feel like we should always, wherever we're at, we should always be aware of our surroundings and we should always be kind of looking around to see, if there's something not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Whether you're a kid walking home from school and you hear a scream coming from a house. You know, so many kids have been saved because of that. They saw something didn't seem right. They called the cops. They found out someone had kidnapped a kid. Things like that happen all the time. If you feel like something doesn't seem right, you should report it.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
Man. So, obviously Logan is in critical but stable condition. And they're very encouraged by where he is at this point already. Yeah. A second juvenile victim was struck by part of a shot that was discharged from the firearm, but his injury was non-life-threatening, but he was struck with some pellets from one of the shotgun blasts.
Man.
In a hallway. Most people were sad and shocked because Logan Cole, the one who was shot, they said, "I don't know a single person who does not like him." And from what everybody says, it was just a case of wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah. But I mean, you hear the story and you go, but was it because this kid was able to talk the shooter
but
down?
If it wasn't Logan, it could have been worse. That kid might have just went, shot everybody else up, you know?
Man. So yeah, he's in custody. But we didn't hear anything about this. You don't hear much about this. Which I know partially people are like, well, good, because it's awful hearing about shootings every day. But on the flip side, this kid was able to talk down the shooter. He was blasted multiple times. The staff was able to, like, get the gun away and pin this kid down. The sheriff's deputies arrived. They were able to arrest this kid. This guy gets out of ICU, and the 17-year-old, the first thing he wants to know is, what happened to the shooter? Is he okay?
Man.
We need to be praying for his salvation.
Yeah.
And I don't want to become that voice box that says, this is why, because the liberal media, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's quite interesting that there was a school shooting. And this kid, this phenomenal kid, this family, they're like, hey, man, we need to be praying for the shooter, for the family of the shooter, because they're obviously devastated, and this has flipped their lives upside down as well. And we just pray that the Lord has something in store for this, because we know that nothing goes wasted. Nothing goes wasted. And it's just like, man, that's powerful.
Yeah.
That is phenomenal. We need to hear the news like that.
Yeah.
We need to hear families who are like, hey.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. It's such a, take Christianity out of it, and it's still an amazing story.
Yeah, it's still a powerful story. Dude, somebody said, the live line's blown up, honestly. It didn't make the news because we have a corrupt blank media that would rather run stories about how evil Trump is than get real news. Somebody else said it's because stories about inauguration attendance numbers are sexier stories to report on. And, South Carolina said liberal media does not want this known. Albuquerque chimes said, I have no idea where the shooting happened. Will you share again the location and the details? Yes, this happened in the state of Ohio. Somebody else said the story isn't salacious enough, and clearly godly evidence is why no media word on it. So, I mean, who knows? His name was Logan Cole, the kid that was shot. This happened in Ohio, West Liberty, Salem. It's just north, I believe, is what it was, of Columbus, Ohio. 17-year-old student out of ICU. Hit twice.
Yep.
He's got 70 to 80 pellets in his body.
Close-range gunshots.
Yeah.
Right to the chest. Missed all the major arteries. Missed his spinal cord by millimeters. And they say he's going to make this miraculous recovery. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. But continued prayer, because he is out of ICU, but he's got a long road to recovery. Shot multiple times inside the school with a shotgun.
Logan, you're a hero, man.
Yeah. Amen.
That's crazy. That's unbelievable.
And as I mentioned, the sheriff's deputies praised the students and the faculty who were able to follow training protocol when they made the escape from the school, because they were getting students out, other faculty were able to pin him down until the police were able to arrive on scene. Man.
Beautiful. Well, I was going to jump into, let's just do headlines, and then next break we'll jump into.
Well, we were going to talk about that. This is kind of crazy.
And about 9:30, we'll talk about ridiculous things your parents did to save a few bucks, because there was a discussion going on. And some of these are pretty hilarious.
I'm that dad. McDonald's is about to give away 10,000 bottles of Big Mac special sauce.
What?
Man, give you just away? Started like sweating. How's your left side now? Is it okay, buddy?
Beautiful.
Gosh. McDonald's Big Mac special sauce is, come on, guys, let's be real. It's Thousand Island dressing, tons of sugar, and chemicals we don't even know of.
Wrong.
But if your name is Dex Toast-Toth,
oh, so good.
Those chemicals are just,
it's a special sauce.
Scrumtralescent!
It's the special sauce!
Now you can actually have a bottle of the stuff at home. McDonald's is launching a new giveaway today where 10,000 people will get a bottle of their own, quote, special sauce. They have released none details yet, so you gotta You got to stick to McDonald's.com if you love diabetes or just being being round and content.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I mean, if you put that on a salad, I guess.
No, dude. That's why you could just get Thousand Island dressing, which is still just nasty, man.
Yeah, it's true.
Mix in like a whole cup of sugar, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Wah! A study finds kids like their pets more than their siblings. Wow. If you ask a kid which one of his brothers or sisters he likes the most, he'll say, the dog. That doesn't mean you failed as a parent, by the way. According to a new study, kids generally like the family pet more than their own siblings, especially if said family pet is a dog. Researchers found that kids love their siblings, but still see them as competitors for everything from new toys to getting love from their parents. But they don't have that issue with the dog. The dog gives unconditional love and companionship.
Yo, yo, dog.
They feel like they can safely share secrets with the dog, even though it has no clue what they're saying. Researchers also say that if you don't have a dog, you should probably think about getting one. They found that having a dog actually cuts down on how often your family gets into fights.
Huh.
It can have a serious positive impact on your kids' development as well as their young happiness.
Here you go, Chip. You want a treat? Great.
Not that dog.
Take the treat.
Take
the treat.
No. Okay. Bad dog. Do not. Oh. Get in that cage.
Get in the cage.
I love my dog, but there have been a couple times recently where I'm like, maybe this was a bad experiment.
Yeah, Vader is a good boy.
Of course, I say that, and then like Brody lays on Rocket, and it's like, I love him. You know, I'm like, of course you do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
of course you do.
He's a dog.
Oscar nominees were announced yesterday. We broke them, actually, like, what was it, within 5 minutes of being released?
Pretty much, man. We're up to the minute breaking news all the time.
Breaking news, yo. We got some clips for you.
First up, Best Picture.
This year's nominees for Best Picture.
Arrival.
Fences.
Ooh. Hacksaw Ridge.
Yes. Hell or High Water.
Hidden Figures.
Deadpool. La La Land.
Oh,
La La Land.
Lion.
Manchester by the Sea.
Moonlight.
Deadpool.
No Deadpool?
Well,
really?
Not for Best Picture.
Okay, fine. There was actually an Oscars blunder, but let's first get to the nominees for Best Actor and Actress.
The nominees for Lead Actor are...
Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea. Andrew Garfield in Hacksaw Ridge. Ooh. Ryan Gosling in La La Land. Viggo Mortensen in Captain Fantastic. And Denzel Washington in Fences.
And the nominees for lead actress are...
Ooh, ooh.
Isabelle Huppert in Elle. Ruth Negga in Loving. Natalie Portman in Jackie.
Okay.
What are these movies?
Emma Stone in La La Land.
Okay.
And Meryl Streep in Florence Foster Jenkins.
I hate the Oscars. I don't know any of these movies.
Now, here's a really interesting thing. They announced it correctly, Ruth Negga, for Loving. However, Twitter users spotted immediately after they announced the official Academy website listed Amy Adams as a nominee for Arrival rather than Ruth Negga for Loving.
No way.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, about 10 minutes after the nominees, Oscar's website had Amy Adams in the list of Best Actress nominees instead of Ruth Negga. It was fixed,
yeah,
but it definitely prompted some Twitterers to suggest something was amiss.
Awry.
Yeah, no word on what happened. A clerical error, last-minute substitution, some... really crazy conspiracy theories. Anyway, hopefully it doesn't take away the shine from Ruth, man. Because she was actually filming here not too long ago. She's in Preacher. And apparently, I haven't seen Loving, but I've heard nothing but phenomenal things.
I haven't even heard of it.
Really?
No.
Oh, dude. I mean,
come on. I haven't heard most of these.
Really? You don't watch good movies. It's because you're busy watching SpongeBob.
Meh.
Gosh. Yeah, do we want to keep going with Oscar noms?
Yeah, it's up to you. You're into it, huh?
No. Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone musical La La Land led the way with 14 nominations, which ties an all-time record. It will air Sunday, February 26th, and Jimmy Kimmel is hosting.
This is what I've heard about La La Land, that, you know, it's a musical, but it's incredible, is what I've heard.
Don't say but.
Even if you're not into musicals.
I don't like you. Don't say but. But this, it's, I mean,
this is supposed to be an incredible,
it's incredible
show.
Even though it's like, come on, man, why
it's
can't
a musical,
it just be good?
Because so? Musicals aren't fun. Ugh. If you're a girl, they are.
Wow. I know who you voted for.
Whatever.
Just saying. The dude that plays opposite of Ruth in Loving, Joel. You may not recognize him, but he actually played a very, very important role in episode one. Yeah. Uncle Owen. Huh. Yeah. Young Uncle Owen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just got nominated.
Really?
I mean, at least the movie did. I don't know.
Okay.
Just no word. I wasn't paying attention to male Oscar stuff, but whatever. Moving along. Oscar snubs include, let's see, director Martin Scorsese. He didn't get much love for his new movie Silence, which we actually just talked about on Friday. I gotta see this movie.
Isn't that crazy?
Hard to feel bad for him. It's only his second movie in the past 15 years that didn't get a Best Picture nomination. Other one that didn't was Shutter Island.
Did you see that?
Actually, I did not.
Oh my gosh.
Never saw it.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
I don't know why I never saw that.
So good.
Maybe it's because with Scorsese, you have to be in the right mood. And, that's and the true. Right mood is drab, dreary, want to die mood.
That's the Shutter Island
I just
way.
Really want to feel like vacant and void of all things good and holy and right.
Yeah.
And loving.
Yeah.
I just really want to feel like throwing myself into the abyss of a black hole of death.
Yeah, Shutter
I'm
Island.
I'm going to go watch Gangs of New York again.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. But they're so good.
I know. Oh, so good. Or maybe I'll watch Shutter Island this week.
Okay.
Superhero movies also did not get any love from the Academy. Some people thought Deadpool might be different, especially after it scored a pair of global Golden Globes nominations, but it wasn't. It got shut out.
You know why the Academy doesn't like superhero movies?
Why?
Because they drink lobster butter.
Okay.
They love the lobster butter. It's so good for you. You drink the lobster butter, you have to love the money. Rich.
What? You know, as far as visual effects, Doctor Strange actually was nominated for. Huh. So that was kind of cool.
Right on.
Yeah! I got excited about that. So they didn't get completely snubbed, but mostly just about snubbed. Yeah, Silence did get a nomination for Best Cinematography, by the way. Some thought Amy Adams should be nominated for Arrival. She wasn't, but obviously we talked about the mistake that was made. It was quickly fixed. The mobile site also incorrectly had Tom Hanks and Annette Bening being nominated.
Hmm.
It's a conspiracy, man.
Dichotomy.
A new study found a third of adults who think they have asthma don't. Here's what's crazy. Three more things that get misdiagnosed a lot. Depression, when it's really an underactive thyroid.
Yeah.
Menopause, when it's really an overactive thyroid. And IBS, when you really have a gluten allergy. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's
can we not, just get rid of the thyroid?
It's not crazy. It's not crazy at all if you think about it. Because, you know, being an overweight person, you definitely, if you're eating the wrong types of foods,
yeah,
you're eating Big Macs and you're eating, you know, fast food and you're not eating your vegetables and I mean, drinking enough water, your body is going to feel like crud. You're not.
Yeah.
You're going to feel depressed and groggy and you don't want to, you're not inspired to do anything. You're not motivated. And that's all because you're not eating and drinking properly. You know, that's the way I've felt for years.
Here's what you need to do. This week, spinach salads for you and La La Land. We're going to diversify your life. We're going to
no La La Land.
You're going to eat healthy and you're going to watch a musical, man.
People said it was pretty good.
Somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, I'd rather get punched in the face for an entire day than sit through La La Land.
Actually, hey, I'm just, actually, you know, going off of what I've heard. Just heard it was pretty good.
Who did you? Okay, you heard it was good.
I heard it from another radio show. My bad.
Wait. You're listening to other radio shows now?
Yeah, I'm a podcaster.
Wow. Okay.
I have a few good shows I like to listen to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we move on to five random facts, please?
I don't know, man. I guess.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you know the first hashtag ever used?
No.
Hashtag bar camp.
Huh?
A social technology expert named Chris Messina tweeted in August 2007, quote, "How do you feel about using the pronoun or the pound sign for groups, as in hashtag bar camp?" End quote. Clearly, people have come to like the idea. So they were using, it was a bar camp. He was trying to, I don't know, he used the hashtag.
Huh.
Hashtag bar camp.
It took me a while to figure out the hashtags. I didn't really get them at
first.
Like
the pound sign?
Yeah. I was like, so wait, do I do that with every word? I don't get it. Do I click on it?
I'd love to go back and look at your early Twitter just to see.
I don't understand how this works. What do you mean hashtag? So confusing.
Yeah. You still are terrible at like tagging people in Instagram photos. I'm like, dude, I'm in that photo. Tag me.
Sorry, man.
Just tag me, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Ugh.
Sorry.
FDR's family became wealthy thanks to his grandfather's work in the opium trade.
No kidding.
That's not something you hear about every day with presidents. Man. Neither Bruce Springsteen nor Bob Dylan ever had a number one hit. That is a random fact.
Isn't that crazy?
Springsteen or Dylan, they never had a number one hit?
No.
That's crazy.
Because they're terrible.
Oh, wow.
Never been a Bruce Springsteen fan.
I can jump on board with the boss and say, no, I agree with you. Dylan, I get some of his work. Like,
Hurricane
I
would is rather the only to, song I like from Bob Dylan. That's it.
I'd rather listen to Dylan than Springsteen, but I agree with you. Because Yeah, no, I'm with you. But still, it's the boss. Like, people love him. Number one hit? Never. By the way, jam, it's made from fruit. Jelly is made from juice. And preserves have chunks of fruit, while marmalade have peel and pulp.
I never knew any of this.
That's so random, but I never knew any of this. So jelly's made from the juice, but jam is made from the fruit. I'm going with preserves, man. You get chunks of fruit in there?
Yeah, man.
Not the marmalade, though. You get that, like, orange marmalade, and you're like...
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I just ate orange peel. Yeah. I just ate it. No. Am I going to die? In ancient Egypt, wedding ceremonies were only for rich couples. For other couples, you were automatically considered married once the bride moved her stuff into the groom's house. Can you imagine what our culture would be like if they instituted something where all you had to do was move in and you were considered married? Dude. Oh, man.
I know. It was crazy.
Yeah. Maybe people wouldn't be so quick to, like, rush into living together.
Well.
Because then you got to think about paying bills, and you got to think about, like, splitting everything up, and then groceries, and then you're writing stuff down.
Two bank accounts or one bank account.
But what do you do? Now you're basically married. You're cohabitating. Thanks, ancient Egypt.
That's where it all happened, right there in Egypt.
I'm very surprised because this is the first time in a really long time that the random facts guy decided to actually let me go with the whole thing. Because if you notice, I had all five facts there and it didn't cut me off. And everybody's like waiting in anticipation to see when's that random facts guy going to cut Steve-O off. But he didn't, which means I can go on about
pretty unbelievable
marmalades and jams and such things like that, because I'm not used to actually getting a say in what happens at the end of five random facts, because that guy just jumps in with the music and I'm like, but I wanted to talk about FDR's family because opium trade, what's that all about? Bob Dylan never really had a number one hit. Does All Along the Watchtower count? Because he totally wrote that. I'm just saying.
Man, this is not going to happen today. I don't know.
I guess.
Computer just.
Wow.
Sorry, man.
I did it, guys. It didn't cut me off at all.
Woo!
I can totally keep talking about whatever I want. You're waiting for it, aren't you?
Huh?
You're waiting.
It's not going to happen.
It's not.
Maybe it's just over, man.
I finally got to say.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah!
Random facts.
Boom!
Boom in your face!
All right, when we come back, what's the most ridiculous thing your parents did to save a few bucks? This discussion was pretty entertaining. Some of these are ridiculous. They really are. 585 Live, you can text in. What's the most ridiculous thing your parents did to save a few bucks? 585-5483. We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
more executive action from President Donald Trump.
The regulatory process in this country has become a tangled up mess.
The movie La La Land is in rare company.
I gotta call back.
The musical is tops with 14 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture.
The Congressional Budget Office out with its forecast for the U.S. economy.
We expect growth to boost employment, virtually eliminate the remaining slack in the economy, and drop the unemployment rate to 4.4%.
Breaking out cancer where it strikes geographically, new research on that.
Death rates are up 50% in poorer parts of the country, especially those with higher rates of obesity and smoking, while the overall U.S. cancer death rate dropped 20%, and the rate for affluent areas dropped by 50%.
The city of Philadelphia has banned employers from asking a job candidate salary history. Backers say that new law will help close the wage gap between men and women, but the cable giant Comcast, one of the city's largest employers, has threatened a lawsuit.
Can we, just for one day, stop with the negative posts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? Just today, maybe? Just one day?
I mean, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, so much. I want to be inspired when I hit my newsfeed. I want to be encouraged. So much bad stuff, man. Welcome to the program. Hello, Dex and Steve-O. 939.
High today in the mid-30s. Albuquerque does not like getting to work on time. I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. There's an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-40 westbound. It looks like that's been cleared up, but people are still like trying to make their way to work. Slow going. Touch. Traffic lights not working correctly. Jefferson at Singer. APD is on the scene directing traffic for you there. Other than that, everything else is clear. Let's look at traffic.
We got a new sponsor. New traffic sponsor.
We did.
These days, every time you log into Facebook, all you see are posts ranting about politics, pro-Trump people, anti-Trump people, people who get their news from legitimate sources, and people who rip headlines from websites in Bolivia. You just wish you could make them go away. If that's you, there's a function on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone you may have simply overlooked. It's called the off switch. It's amazing how quickly all those hate-filled Facebook posts just disappear with just one click of the off switch. And as a bonus, you won't have to look at somebody's half-eaten plate of eggplant parmesan. It's a win-win for everyone. Yeah. So the next time you're fed up with Facebook politics, try the off switch. Remember, don't be a hate glutton. Just hit the off button, the off switch, for your Facebook friends who are unable to read something on the internet and get on with their lives.
Warning, off switch does not work on spouses, bosses, protesters, or telemarketers.
Yay! I'll be selling those out of the back of my vehicle.
Okay.
After the show. Big sponsor of the show now.
Yeah.
The off switch.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's not real.
It's true, guys. It's called the off switch. You can just shut her down. You know? That's what I'm going to do. I'm packing up Facebook for the day. I'm not going to get back on.
Come on. How could you pack up Facebook? Who's excited because President Trump is moving forward with some things? Executive orders rolling out this morning. Who's ready to chime in?
Yeah!
With all your expertise and reading the newspaper and whatnot, man, clearly.
So, whatever, it's cool.
So much expertise in that area. I can't wait to read what you're going to say about it because you, man, so much knowledge of the situation up close and personal. You Facebooker, you.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to something fun, guys.
Yeah. I love fun.
Something fun.
I love fun.
There was a discussion where people are sharing childhood memories of the ridiculous things their parents did to save money. And they boil down the five great ones. These are good. If you'd like to share some of these, 585 Live, 585-5483, or you can call us at 338-3700. Phone lines are open. My mom tried to convince the ticket guy at the movies. My brother was 12. He was 19 and smoking a cigarette. So the mom was at the, are you?
What?
You do this all the time with your kids.
What?
How many times do you tell the movie guy that your kid is how old?
I don't
all
do that.
All while smoking a cigarette.
No.
Seen it.
You need to answer this phone.
I've seen it, man. Good morning.
Oh, no.
I've seen you do it.
Shut up. I do not.
Okay. The cigarette part isn't real.
But here's a real question. When you go into the like restaurants and you've got your kids and it's like, hey, kids menu, 12 and under.
Yeah.
Is that a suggestion?
No. You have to be 12 and under to eat from the kids menu. And that's not a food for your kid, man. All right? That's another big thing. Your kid has to start eating off the adult menu.
I'll tell you right now, there is a monstrous difference in age and price when it comes to big things, though. Okay? Last year, took the fam to the old DL, man. Disneyland. And I will tell you right now, the price range for a child versus an adult is stupid.
Yeah, what is it, a $50 difference?
So here's the thing. Disneyland is for 10 and up. Because if you're under the age of 10...
How much?
It's less. Okay, so I'm just gonna say right now...
Oh my gosh.
So you want to get a two-day ticket...
It's for one person?
For one kid, it's $235.
Oh my gosh.
That's for 10 and up. If you're under that age, it's $223. However, if you are from the ages of 0 to 3, you are free dollars. It is none monies. So let me ask you this. You go to Disneyland and your child is just turned 4. 3-year-olds are free.
Why are you looking at me?
4-year-olds are $200.
You can't ask me that
$250.
You can't cheat it, man. That's stealing. That is straight up stealing, man.
Is it or is it just...
It's stealing,
is
yes.
It just a suggestion.
Okay. Good morning.
Yeah.
Hello, Buck.
Hey there, Buck.
So I caught the tail end of the last break and I heard you said it's finally over. Did you guys finally get fired?
No, I mean,
close.
I was hoping he was referencing the whining because he's been crying all morning. Buck, let me ask you something because you were his work wife for many years. Did he regularly come in and go, what's right here on my body? this part hurts.
He is the biggest sissy in the world.
Oh my gosh. This coming from you?
He just called you a sissy, man.
With a bandage over his nose because...
My wife threw a cup. Yes.
His wife threw something to him, and he said, and he turned it into, Leslie threw a cup of my face.
He literally had a
little tiny scratch on the bridge of his nose and literally had it covered up with a giant piece of gauze and tape running across his nose. I thought you got a nose job.
Okay. Wow. It was way worse.
I'm so glad to know these things.
Way worse. And you were the one that was always complaining. Because you're always injured.
I actually got injured.
Yeah.
Remember when that 50-pound thing fell on my foot in the studio?
Yeah, exactly. You'd be sitting down and you'd get injured because something would fall over on you. Remember that time you passed out?
How is that my fault?
You passed out. Buck was sucking down helium and he passed out and fell over on a drum set and he has a scar on his back.
Don't even
throw that at me because you're just as bad as me. You're worse.
Wow.
Sorry. No, at least I had like a giant cut down the middle of my back from passing out.
That sounds real.
Yeah,
that sounds real. Yeah. And for the record, if you tried to bring that back, I would never, ever, ever, ever do that because that's so dangerous and stupid.
Remember our boss wanted us to do that and I told him the story?
Never.
And he still wanted us to do it.
I will never
They actually have software now that makes your voice sound like you're on helium so you don't have to kill a billion brain cells.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we were talking about ways that our parents kind of took the cheap route, maybe some ridiculous things they did to save a few bucks.
Oh, yeah. Great story for you. So I went to the doctor Christmas Day, and Soap took off in the middle of church and started to run backstage. And so I literally had to sprint to get her, and I thought I broke my foot.
Of course.
And, you know, they x-ray, they're sitting there, they're talking to me, and the doctor comes in and says, so it looks like you broke your ankle a couple of times, your foot a couple of times years ago. And I said, no, I never broke my foot. I said, I've sprained it a lot. He said, no, you've clearly broken your foot because we can see where it was broken a couple of times. And every time I was in high school and I went home from, like, playing basketball or whatever and told Mom, hey, you know, Mom and Dad, hey, I've hurt my foot. You know, I should maybe go to the doctor. No, it's just a sprain. You're fine.
Rub some dirt on.
Well, it turns out I actually broke my foot a couple of times, and now, since it was never treated properly, I have osteoarthritis in my right ankle.
Oh, my gosh. Man. I am so sorry. Great. I just got super convicted. Oh, man.
See, you know what? When your kids are hurt, take them to the doctor. Or at a young age, in your early 40s, you'll develop arthritis in parts of your body that shouldn't be there until you're like 70.
Man, that stinks.
Yeah.
Man.
Can we go back to, you know, what we originally were talking about, how, you know, you were making fun of me for...
No, you know, because you guys fight.
Things happening.
It's crazy, and it sure seems like...
You were running after your daughter, and you basically broke your foot. That's hilarious.
Yeah, but he actually broke his foot a few times.
Because of the injury that I have from before, Dex. I'm glad you're making light of it.
I'd get a second opinion on that one.
Okay. Aaron, I'm
so
sorry.
When you went to Disneyland, Dex, didn't you say that you got free passes for one of the kids because they were underage?
I honestly don't even remember that. I know I got free passes.
Really?
I got free passes. I don't know if I lied about their age. Did I? That was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
You remember that?
I've got a memory like an elephant,
friend. You're like my wife.
To be fair, guys, scripture tells us that love keeps no record of wrongdoing. So, Buck, you're going to need to forgive Dex for being such a dumb for all those years.
Being such a dumb. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Miss you, man.
Miss you guys, too. See you later.
All right.
I don't miss you.
I miss him. I like your old work wife. Is it weird? Is it like those situations where something happens and, like, you know, you've got, like you got remarried and now, like,
the wives
are like,
he calls in.
And he calls in,
kind
and I'm
weird.
Like, gosh, I love him. And you're like, oh, no.
Kind of moved on from that.
I feel like that's a good place to be in, though, if, like, the ex and the current are, like, friends, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it kind of is a good place.
Come on, because then it's not like, well, they want the kids this weekend. Oh, no, blah.
Yeah, but my ex still tries to call me all the time, and, you know, I just...
Hey, I love that. You should.
I don't want to lead him on, though.
I mean, he's a great guy.
He's
a great guy.
I mean, you spend the next 15 years with him. Then come talk to me.
Oh, man.
Just kidding, Buck. Just kidding.
People are very disappointed in me on the live line.
Oh, see? I told you.
Yeah. They said, we paid for a ticket to Disneyland 2 days after our daughter turned 3. It was very tempting to lie, but we didn't.
Good for you. See? Honestly, I think it's stealing.
Oh, my gosh. My kid was, how old was he? He was 2 and 13/12.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Just kidding.
Sorry, that's...
Somebody chimed in and said, my sister and I are 3 years apart. We would always pull the twin card wherever we went. Tickets, dinners, movies, anything. We would gauge it accordingly to get the best price anywhere. Either I was 3 years younger or she was 3 years older. That's interesting. Somebody else said... times are messed up. My kids don't want to grow up. That's the right idea right there. Somebody said when my mom was growing up, my grandma refused to add sugar to any drinks like Kool-Aid or tea. Instead, she insisted on adding the syrup from the bottom of a fruit cocktail can.
I used to drink that. I used to love the fruit cocktail syrup.
She even like convinced herself into thinking that it was healthier that way. So gross. Oh, man.
Talking about the most ridiculous things your parents did to save a few bucks. Good morning.
Hey, yo. Hey, I got a buddy who, it's so funny you're talking about this. yeah, his daughter, one of his daughters said, oh, I know some people at Disneyland, I'll hook you up, you know, get you some cheaper tickets. So he says he calls about a week prior to going, and everything's good, and then when he gets to L.A., he has to meet this guy, and he says it's in, like, this crazy, creepy alley. And the guy gives him the tickets and says, if they ask you how your visit was yesterday, tell them it was fine.
Wow.
So people do a lot of crazy things, man. So all right, weird, I gotta go, man. Love you guys.
All right, love you too, man.
On this discussion, here's a couple more. When I was in junior high, I wanted weights to bulk up for sports. My dad filled two big Folgers coffee cans with cement and stuck them on a sawed-off broom handle.
What?
It's actually pretty good.
Okay.
When we demolished our brick garage, my dad made us clean every brick with a pickaxe and line them up around the house for future use. It took 1 year of back-breaking effort, and they're still there 8 years later. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
Just to save a few bucks.
Liveline chimed in, said, my dad 1 year to save money, because we were dirt poor in those days, cut a branch off of our hickory tree, propped it up in the corner of our living room as a Christmas tree that year.
Are you kidding?
Fantastic. Somebody else on the Liveline chimed in, said, when I was 7, my dad made me siphon gas from cars while on road trips. Dougie, Doug. Man, wow. Them brain cells, man. That's bad.
Stealing gas.
Somebody else said there was me. If you ask me, Disneyland or the thieves.
My dad would build up speed, then turn the engine off and coast down to 5 miles per hour to save gas.
Man.
He did that while my friends were in the car. And I actually heard that actually doesn't save gas.
It doesn't. I mean, it depends on what kind of engine you have.
That's true.
So, yeah. I mean, it.
I guess
it
if you varies. Turn the engine off.
It varies. I bought a manual transmission car so I could save money on brake pads, so I could just, you know, downshift instead of actually using my brakes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's a good investment.
They'd collect all the pieces of soap when the bars get too small to use, put them in pantyhose, and hang them from the shower head. You're supposed to lather up your hands and use that soap until it's gone.
That is hilarious.
Just to save a few bucks.
I hated those because you would, like, we didn't do the pantyhose thing, but I remember, like, the little soaps, and they'd all just be kind of clumped together, and you're, like, washing your body, but then they'd kind of break apart.
Yeah.
And you're, like, you got these little, like, pieces of soap stuck to you. You're trying to, like, get back onto the bar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
585 Live, 585-5483. How did you save a few bucks? What ridiculous thing did you do to save a few bucks?
Somebody said, I just took my daughter to the movies last weekend. They thought she was 2, therefore free. Well, she's 3. I didn't say anything after the popcorn and snacks and a drink. Still ended up spending $40. I do not feel bad at all.
It's so funny, though, how you justify it, though.
Yeah.
Because they're charging me, you know, $5 for a box of candy and $10 for popcorn.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell them my kid's age.
Somebody chimed in a live one and said, my father-in-law made us give blood in Vegas to get free tickets to a show once.
You win.
Yeah, dude.
You are a winner.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah, that's for real, man.
To get some tickets to
a show, man. Give blood. Hey, you know what? You're saving lives, and you got tickets to a show. So I think that's a win-win in my book. I'm all about that. I'd give blood for free tickets to a show. Come on.
I told Leslie years ago, I said, babe, you should sell, because women, they can sell their eggs for a lot of money.
Oh, what? My what? Gosh. Stop talking.
Get a lot of money for them, I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Are we done?
Yeah, so we're
done.
Should
we end it on that note?
Somebody said my dad would take us to McDonald's where we would order fries and collect handfuls of ketchup to fill up the bottles at home. Dang, dude.
We kind of started doing that.
We had a packet drawer.
Extra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have a packet drawer. I was like, well, what do we want tonight? Well, we got Taco Bell. We got hot over here. Got some ketchups, some different ones. This one I think is Heinz. Yep. Not sure. Packet drawer, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Starmie, for joining us. We are done. Have a beautiful day. Hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. Stay warm. We'll see you tomorrow.